Talk Radio.
And yes, hello, very good evening. It's me, James Max. Oh, look!
Come on!
Just get
out!
Right,
out.
Coming up on the programme.
No,
I'm in for Ian Lee, and I need your advice, please.
What are
the rules of the Ian Lee show? Give me a call, 03444991000. I am now going to bundle. I'm now going to bundle James Whale out of the studio. I am going to bundle him out of the studio. Get out! So, what are the rules, please, for the Ian Lee show? Never done it before, no idea what I'm doing, and I need your guidance. 0344 499 1000 is the number, and we will be with you after the very latest news headlines here on Talk Radio.
And now, from Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week. This week, our star prizes include a dining suite, a television and music centre, a pair of watches in gold quartz,
we don't have a dining set,
and a selection of bicycles.
Catherine, there's no bicycles.
It's made up of
I don't have any. I don't have any prizes.
What the hell is going on?
What are you?
I don't.
£120. But you got? Did you bring any money?
Well, I've got about £3.75.
Television set.
Oh, can we knit one of the things off the wall?
£100. Oh no!
Watch where's it? I can't give my watch. We have got none of these prizes.
Okay. Well, listen, don't open the fader.
Yes.
And we'll just ride it out.
We'll just ride it so no one will notice.
Don't refer to it.
It's already a disaster.
Just don't open the fader.
I've been here for 3 minutes. I managed to bundle the whale out of the place. It's a disaster.
Style it out, man. That's all we can do.
Okay, just pretend it didn't happen. Pretend it didn't happen. Oh, dear. Life from Norwich, it sounds like I'm going to be...
It's
just a disaster.
£68. And there they are, this week's star attractions.
Star attractions?
That could be offered to our winning contestants tonight.
This is absolute shocker.
But now let's meet the man with the questions and the money.
Oh, here we go. Hey! Oh, you can put the faders up now. Oh, hi. Good evening. It's me, James Max, in for Ian Lee here on Talk Radio. And I was given some very explicit instructions. And then suddenly they've given me the quiz of the week and there are all those prizes. We're not giving away any of those prizes. There are no prizes. There are no prizes. I guess we've got to play by the rules of the show, which are Ian is off this evening because, as I'm sure you know, there was quite a lot of wind and various other things, not just the usual guff that's spoken on this radio station at this time of night. Normally, it's about, I don't know, whatever he wants to talk about. And sadly, Ian is not well. So we wish Ian a very quick recovery. The point I need to try and work out from what we have here, if you've ever heard me on the radio, I would normally ask you lots of questions. But I understand that if I ask you any questions about anything sensible, you're just going to ignore me. Alan?
Hip, hip, hip!
Oh, hip, hip, hip. Is that what I've got to do?
That's the catchphrase for callers.
Hang on. Oh, I've already had an email. I've had a message. Kath, this has not worked. Michael has sent in a text. 87222 started his text with the word talk, and he says, what do we have to do to win the prizes? Ian never has prizes.
Right, well, we never read out Michael's text either. Ignore Michael. There's rule two.
Michael,
we're ignoring you.
I'm ignoring you. Yeah, sorry. Alan, the first job I thought I should do is to try and work out what are the rules of the Ian Lee show. Do you think I should put that out there and ask for some help?
Really, rule is there are no rules.
Well, there must be some rules, because we can't have any swearing.
Well, yeah, but you can talk about anything you like.
Okay, so...
As long as you don't mention Brexit, Muslims.
Whoa! You just mentioned the B word.
No, I'm just telling you not to talk about.
Oh, don't think of elephants. Great.
No. No, we can't talk about DT.
Can't talk about what?
DT.
DT, I used to love DT. Design and technology?
No, the President of the United States.
Oh, DT! That DT. But we can talk about DT.
No, we can't.
Right.
We can't talk about Theresa May's plan.
No, you do. You've just talked about Theresa May, so you've mentioned DT, Theresa May. And so within a few moments, Alan, how do I get out of this?
Excuse me! I didn't mention them by name.
Sorry, what?
I was just saying, we can talk about anything you like, but no, there's three subjects we cannot talk about.
Can you hang on a second, Alan? Just hold on there a moment. Right, so Alan is beginning to explain some of the rules of the Ian Lee Show. I would like you to give me some further assistance, if you wouldn't mind. What I do understand is that maybe if I throw out anything, just ignore any of the questions that I throw out there and then talk about what you want. That's what you normally do, I suppose. So can you get on and do it, please? 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number. If you call me now, you will get through. Don't just sit on the sidelines thinking, oh, we'll leave it to Caddick to do, because otherwise... Caddick?
Well, it is my birthday today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do we care?
Yeah, Ian would have.
Oh. So that's another rule. I've got to care that it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Right. How old are you, Alan?
37.
Sorry, what?
37.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, I am 37 years old.
Right. Okay. What's the height?
And also,
yes?
When Kath answered the phone,
yes?
I thought she would have said happy birthday, but she didn't. She just put me through.
Well, she could care less.
I thought Kath would have written me a happy birthday. The last two did.
The last two are dead?
No, the last two did.
Oh, the last two did. Oh, right. This is a bit awkward, isn't it, Alan?
We need to. You can try and put a topic out there. Whether it works or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, I mean this could be the longest 3 hours of. Don't switch off. This could be the longest 3 hours of your life. So, in essence, I need some assistance then from those who are listening to get involved and talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about. You can ask me questions about me, the James Max. If you've never heard me, you want to grill me. If and when I break one of the rules, and maybe, for example, if I suddenly have a sort of Brexit riff.
That's one of them.
Oh, no! If I do that, then do call me. You can berate me, correct me on the rules.
Number two you can't talk about.
Number two. What? I can't talk about number twos.
There's number two.
Oh, right. But I can talk about number twos, but I can't talk about another two things.
You can't talk about the president.
Right.
And you can't talk about...
What's going... Where are you, Alan?
I'm at the pub.
Oh, for goodness sake. What are you doing at the pub?
Celebrating my birthday.
Oh, no. Are you on the lash, yes?
Yes, I am.
Right. How many alcoholic beverages have you had, Alan?
27.
27?
And I'm still standing.
Right. Well, that we'll just have to take your word for that. That sounds hideous. Okay. Hang on a second, Alan. For those of you who are listening now, my name's James Max, and you may have heard me elsewhere on this radio station. You may have heard me on the Dark Side or perhaps somewhere else. And I'm filling in for Ian with a very explicit instruction that I'm to do a show like Ian, except of course I'm not Ian, and therefore it's likely to go wrong, and it already has. So I need your guidance, please. You can call up about whatever you want to call up about. You can ask any questions. You can perhaps have a conversation with some of the other people who normally listen, and you can get involved in the conversation by dialing 0344 499 1000. Now, Kath has told me that you will telephone me and you won't leave me high and dry. It is possible that this could just be very awkward and I'll just be talking to myself. Alan?
Yeah?
How long do you think I'll be talking to myself for?
Give it 4 minutes and we'll call the start flooding in.
Will they?
Well, yeah.
Well, why won't they start flooding in now? It's 11 minutes past 10 o'clock at night.
Well, have we got any more calls lined up?
No.
Come on, guys, get going. I know he's not in, but Mr. Max needs your support.
Excellent. It sounds like I'm a sort of needy individual, which I guess I am. 0344 499 1000. Plenty of text coming through, though, Alan. 87222, start your text with the word talk. Hi, James. Ian normally has awkward sexual tension with, and then it just stops. With awkward sexual tension with whom?
Probably talking about Cass there.
Oh, I see. Right, well, she could be barking up the wrong tree. That's another thing. James, what do you mean there's no prizes? Is this why you were binned from The Apprentice? Advertising things you don't supply? What a rip-off! This is not going well, is it, Alan?
No, it's not.
Should I mention some of the things that I didn't want to talk about?
Well, we can try and put it out there.
Let's see. One of the things I wanted to ask those who are listening is what really annoys you? Because today I was trying to play some things to Kath because we were going to go to some theme tunes and that's already gone on. And I was already annoyed by the lack of a headphone jack on the Apple iPhone iPhone 7.
Well, I've got this SE and I've got a headphone jack and it fits perfectly.
Yeah, I know, but it's not an iPhone 7, is it?
No, it's the model before that.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, is it?
Well, I'm not looking forward to upgrading to the 7.
No. Keith says, hi, James. Have you ever listened to Ian's show? Keith, everything I've ever done, I've nicked from Mr. Ian Lee. It's as simple as that. Did I just reveal that on air? Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I've only contributed in the past. And I don't know whether we've got it, but maybe at some point we will play Swinging London, which was one of my contributions. When Ian was on the dark side, I did ring up and play him that very song.
Another radio station?
On another radio station, yes, Alan.
Well, yeah, because you can't mention other radio stations.
You what?
You can't mention other radio stations.
No, that's why I refer to it as the dark side.
But for those who don't know what the dark side is, can I mention it?
No. This one says, you know radio is going to be good when it starts with the Open University Fanfare. We've excelled on that. That was good, wasn't it, Alan? That was a good start.
Brought me back to my childhood.
Yes.
Waking up on a Saturday morning, watching BBC Two.
With lots of people wearing brown shirts and big collars. And they all looked like geography teachers and had really nasty beards.
And talking about Pythagoras' theorem and all that.
Yeah, did it teach you anything?
You helped me with my GCSE in maths.
You got your what?
Helped me do my GCSE.
Oh, right. What grade did you get in your GCSE?
I got a C in maths.
Oh. They didn't teach you very well, did they?
No. Did you get the C?
Right.
So I'm happy with that.
Oh, I love a really good cup of tea.
Was that Ed who brought it in?
No. Ed's not here.
Oh, Ed's gone off as well.
They're all gone. I'm here on my own. I'm pressing all the buttons and everything. I'm not pressing the buttons. I haven't got a clue. I've no idea what I'm doing. Alan, can you tell that? Yeah. I've got no idea. How's this gone? We're sort of 15 minutes in. How's it going so far?
Not bad. Could do with more callers, and it's time for an ad break.
Oh, is it? What time is the ad break? What time should we do that? What are the rules on that one?
It's every 15 minutes.
Is it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. How about then, Alan? You can ring back later if you like, and maybe I'll be a bit more supportive of your birthday. But I think what I should do is to try and obviously clear the one phone line that you're on, just in case there's only one working into the building. And then what are
four lines available?
How many?
You've got four phone lines.
No, I've got more than that. I've got the whole lot. So what we're going to do is, and to be honest, if we don't achieve some calls during the advertisement break, then what I will do is I will take emergency action, Alan.
And call me back.
Talk Radio have just asked if they thought they were getting James O'Brien. No, Keith. No. Maybe they did, but they put the wrong one. Oops. Alan, thank you for now, and maybe we'll speak to you later.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Alan!
Thank you!
Thank you! Right, he's gone. 0344 499 1000. First thing is, I need to establish the rules for this show. Things that you would like to happen on this show. And no, I'm not going to do it. Well, listen, Keith, if you call in and want to do Mystery Hour, you can do it. You can do whatever you like, as long as you don't swear. You can do whatever you like. If you don't call in, this is going to be a very, very, very long show. 0344 499 1000. But no, you call me now, you will get through, okay? 0344 499 1000. Let's get this show underway here on Talk Radio. Me, the James Max, in for Ian Lee. Oh, hello, it's me, James Maggs, in for Ian Lee here on Talk Radio. It's 19 minutes past 10 o'clock, and I guess what I didn't do before, when I read the phone number, 0344 499 1000, I didn't open the phone lines. I will now open the phone lines. And the phone lines are now open. 0344 499 1000. Yes, it's me, James Max, and I'm looking for the rules of the Ian Lee show. Whilst you think about that, quite a lot of you have been tweeting me at the James Max on the Twitter. Mark in Bletchley says, oh dear, poor Catherine, thought they would spread the love at Talk Wireless even if they were rambling. Ian Lee quote says, the first rule of the Ian Lee Club is to tell everyone about the Ian Lee Club. It's really nice, and he lays on sandwiches. What sort of sandwiches does he lay on? I love a good sandwich myself. Delicious. Oh, I'm thinking about cucumber sandwiches now. Crust cut off, obviously. Jez has tweeted and says, there are no rules. Thanks, that's really helpful. This one says, Caddick's rule book is extensive. Da rules. And Miss Messed Up has followed me. Well, that's lovely. Anyway, if you want to join the conversation, please do. 0344 499 1000. The phone lines are open. Oh, Nat's just sent me a message. Says, so, James, I'm really sorry. I'm washing my hair, so I won't be able to call in. Thanks so much. Pete is somewhere. Hello, Pete.
Hello, James.
Oh, good evening. How are you, Pete?
I'm fine.
So I've learnt so far that I'm not allowed to mention the President of the United States. I'm not allowed to talk about the B word. And if I want to talk about DT, which is the President of the United States, then in fact I've got to talk about design and technology. And we're not allowed to swear. Anything else that I need to know?
I'd like to know about you.
Oh, what would you like to know, Pete?
How long you've been working on the radio?
I see. I first started working on the radio about 12 years ago, Pete.
And where?
My first radio gig was actually on the sister station to The Dark Side, where I reviewed the newspapers. My second job was the sister station to this station, where I did the business news on the Drive Time show on Talk Sport.
Oh, do you know about business?
Apparently so, Pete, yes. What would you like to know about business?
Anything.
Businesses, successful businesses make money, Pete. Unsuccessful businesses don't.
What is Ian Lee like?
Ian Lee is surprisingly tall, and in person, he's a very nice man. He and I went to a Spice Girls concert once.
A real one?
Yes, when they reformed, he couldn't get hold of some tickets, so he rang me, and we sorted it, and we went together.
That's fascinating.
Isn't it just? What else?
I like you.
Oh, Pete, that's very... Well, I like you too. I know that, you know, we're supposed to be angsty and get all difficult and things, but actually, no, I have listened to Ian Lee for many years, and I would say, I'm not allowed to say this on air, Pete, because that's not allowed, because it breaks one of the things that you probably didn't know about working in radio, which we can go through later in this programme if anybody calls in about it. But I've regularly listened to Ian and thoroughly enjoyed his nonsense.
Yes. I don't think you need callers. I think it's just nice to hear your lovely voice talking.
Do you think it's a little bit of a step up? Do you think we're a little bit classier this evening? Is that fair to say?
No.
Oh. Just my dulcet tones.
Yes, I don't think you need to keep begging for calls.
This is a rule. This is a rule. Let's have it. So no begging. No begging.
I think you should just talk rather than carry on as if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, but I haven't got a clue, Pete.
No, I know you said that, but you keep on saying it.
Oh, right. Should I shut up now? About that.
I thought you knew about radio. I thought you'd been in it for 12 years.
Yeah, but that's why I keep getting fired, Pete. Probably because I haven't really, obviously, got much of a clue there about that.
Why don't we think of an alternative job that you could do?
Yeah, you could do that if you like. Yeah, alternative jobs for James Max. That's a good idea, Pete. I'm writing it down. Alternative jobs. What would you suggest that I could do?
Well, we don't know much about you, James, do we? Because you're new. So tell us a bit about you. Are you athletic?
No, I don't really like sport very much. Although I did score the winning goal in the Drive Time versus Breakfast show, and Alan Brazil was in goal.
Oh, I love Alan too. He's lovely.
Yes, he and I were on a plane once, and we drained the bar between us.
Yes.
Yes.
You see, but you're. Can I be candid?
Go ahead.
You're slightly uptight. You need to relax.
Oh, I need to relax. Okay, so that's another thing. So stop begging. This is good. Stop begging and relax. Okay, that's good advice. I like that. Thank you. Okay. Anything else?
Let's get that. What would you like to talk about?
What would I like to talk about? Well, I did have some things that I thought I might ask, but then Kath told me that if I asked some questions of those who are listening, chances are nobody would ring in about the things that I was asking about, and they would care less. Is that fair?
Well, why do you have to have questions? Why not just enjoy a free flow of a conversation and see where it goes?
Oh, I'd be very happy to do that, but. If, you see, here, on number... Where is it? Number...
Throw it away.
Yeah, but I...
Yeah.
No.
Ask me some questions about me.
Oh, I see. Oh, right, this is about you. Hang on a second. Can you hang on a second, Pete? Angela!
Hiya, James. Good evening, mate. How are you?
Oh, did you just call me mate? Oh. anyway. Angela, hello. Good evening. How's the call going with Pete? Is it okay there?
It's doing all right, yeah.
It's doing all right. Okay. And you don't mind hanging on there for a moment, do you?
No.
No. All right. You're not a cat lady, are you?
Pardon?
Yeah. You're not a cat lady, are you?
No, I'm not a cat lady.
Oh. Because maybe if somebody with a cat lady calls in, that would be nice. Anyway, Angela, hang on a second. I'm going to go back to Pete and just sort of carry on, because he wants to know some more stuff, I think. Yeah. Pete?
Yes?
So let's start with where are you at the moment?
I'm in Lewisham.
I see. You're in Lewisham. That's not very far away. And are you indoors, or are you in a car, or what are you doing in Lewisham?
No, I'm sitting in my car waiting for my friend.
Oh, and who's your friend?
Robert.
Robert, excellent. And what does Robert do?
Well, Robert is, I don't really like to say, but Robert's in the service industry.
He's in the service industry, excellent.
Why don't we talk to Angela? I've heard Ian Lee gets two callers on sometimes at once.
Oh, okay. This is good advice. Thank you. So let's get two callers on at once. Angela?
Evening, James.
Oh, hi, Angela. Are you happy chatting with Pete then?
I'm okay, yeah.
Okay, good. Right, well, it's done. Your wish is my command, Pete.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, Pete. How are you tonight?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Bit chilly here, but what about you?
I'm okay. I'm waiting for my boyfriend Robert. I mean, my friend Robert.
Your boyfriend?
Is he your boyfriend, Pete?
He's a friend. He's a boy. Sort of.
That's fine. Look, everybody's welcome. Everybody's yeah. welcome.
Why did you get upset when Angela called you mate?
Oh, I don't really like people calling me mate. I'd much rather they call me James. No, that's all right, Angela. Why would you know?
I'm used to male company, and I'm used to have a lot of male company around me more than female.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you should do that, you see, James. I think if somebody says mate, just sort of go with the flow, because nobody cares what you like anyway.
That's true. They don't care. They don't care what I like or what I do or anything. But there is a... I guess the reason I don't like it, Pete, is because normally mate has been used to me in an aggressive way. You know, say, for example, if you're in a queue and somebody says, because they don't know what your name is, they get, oi, you pushed in, mate. They get quite aggressive. So mate is quite aggressive, I think.
Oh, I see, James. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
by the way, we're having some criticism here.
Angela. And another thing.
Yes?
You're not letting Angela, who sounds lovely, speak enough.
All right, shall I just be quiet? Angela, speak some more.
Well, what do you like me to talk about?
Well, why did you ring in, Angela?
I'd like to know about you, Angela. Where are you?
Well, I'm from Coventry, West Midlands. That's far from Manon.
I love Coventry. I go there a lot.
Mm. Yeah, it's got a good history behind her. I know its history.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
But where are you from, Pete?
I'm originally from North London, and now I'm in South East London.
So where in North London, Pete?
Well, I used to live in Muswell Hill.
Oh, I see. I know Muswell Hill very well.
Do you?
Well, I grew up in Northwest London.
Oh, he's talking about himself again, Angela. Have you noticed how he switches the conversation back to him?
Oh, no. I was relating to you, Pete.
No, but James is actually the presenter, so you have to talk about the presenter.
Oh, no,
do you?
No, Angela, you don't. I'd much rather hear about you.
Oh, but I have found about you as a person, because on your Twitter feed, you said you were business real estate, sometimes on talk radio.
Yes.
Council member, Royal Albert Hall.
That's the one. That's me.
Mm.
And there's a picture of a beach up there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and with a dog as well.
There is
a dog.
Yes, there's a dog there, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Angela?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I've never seen James. What do you think he looks like?
He's a nice man, a very, very gentleman man. He looks like a very kind man. And from what I see, he's got a kind face.
Oh, have you seen his face?
No, yeah, I think I've got. If you got, I mean, I assume you haven't got the internet there. On the
I have at home. I'll have a look when I get home. But I'm waiting for Robert. You see?
Are you waiting for Robert, your friend?
Yeah, my friend.
No worries.
No, my friend, just my friend.
Just your friend.
No. Okay. Yeah,
that's
my friend.
Fine with me.
So you're listening to me, James Max, here on Talk Radio. We'll take more of your calls in a minute. 0344 499 1000. Tell me that I've broken a rule and nicked one of Ian Lee's songs. That was the Max ringing his show years ago on the dark side. 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. Yes, it's me, James Max, in for an ill Ian Lee. Some very nice texts and things. Rudyard has tweeted me, at the James Max. He says, stop begging and relax. That was some advice that you've given me already about how to do this show. And he says, it reminded me of a date I had recently. Rudyard, who was begging and who needed relaxing? I don't know these things. So, the idea behind this programme is that, in essence, I have to do an Ian Lee show without Ian Lee here. And obviously, I don't want to nick all of his ideas and stuff and whatever, but there are some rules. So, you've been giving me some rules, very helpful. So, I've got to stop begging, relax, have a nice cup of tea, so I'm quite relaxed. And also, one of the topics that came from Pete said, find some alternative jobs for me. You know, if you've got an alternative job that you'd like me to do, that would be helpful. Or if there's anything that I've done that breaks the rules and the Ian Lee rule alert, if you like, has been broken, do give me a call and put me right on that. 0344 499 1000. And, you know, whatever. We also put out what really annoys you. And I understand that you will ignore anything that I actually ask you. Barry is in Weston-super-Mare. Hello, Barry.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well indeed. I don't want to drive down your confidence levels, but it's a very, very, very hard act to follow.
Oh, I see. Well, this is not good, is it?
No.
No.
And the other thing is...
Yes?
I'd like a nickname, please. We get free nicknames from Ian.
Oh, I see. So this is something else I've got to do. So so you've got to have a nickname?
We have to have a nickname, yeah.
I see.
I mean, I think Caddick's filled you in with some of the things, so you're okay with what we don't talk about.
Right.
But we get nicknames. Obviously, you don't know us very well.
No.
You know, you're a newcomer. It's a little bit like a new neighbour coming into the street when you've just lost a very, very popular one. And you sort of know everything about him and... you know, it's a little bit. You sort of keep your distance a bit. Don't you? You're like sussing each other out. Aren't
but
you?
But hang on a second. Isn't that yesterday's subject? And we're not allowed to talk about yesterday's subject.
No, that wasn't yesterday's subject.
No. The nicknames was yesterday, apparently.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Yeah, it was.
So that breaks a rule because you can't refer to the old show that we had yesterday because otherwise people think that it's a bit in and then they won't want to join in.
Yeah, you're quite right. So what do you know about the Monkees then?
What do I know about the what?
Monkees.
The Monkees?
As in the 60s band.
Oh, I love the Monkees.
Who was your favourite singer?
What, out of the Monkees?
In the Monkees?
Well, it was Davy Jones, wasn't it?
Davy Jones. Fresh out. Well,
yeah.
Now, passed on the first one.
I went to see the Monkees live in concert when they played at the Royal Albert Hall. And Ian was there. And in fact, we did some waving across the auditorium. Because we knew each other was there. I am not as much of a fan as he is, in the sense that I love their music. I think the TV shows were brilliant. I'm a big fan, but I do not know as much as he does about him. You will own me when it comes to questions about the Monkees, I would have thought. But I'm a big fan, love them.
You're going in my estimation.
Excellent.
I'll give you that one.
This is good.
Are you an ex-council house lad?
Am I an ex-what?
Council house lad. Remember the council houses before Thatcher got rid of them?
Oh, I see. This isn't going to go well, Barry. I cannot claim to be a council house child.
Okay.
That's a nil point there.
Well, all right then. Okay, I'll forgive you a little bit.
Yeah, and the school I went to was a little bit of a comprehensive school, but with money.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's not good either.
I'm just trying to sort of suss you out, but okay. Bear with me, will you?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, were you on a show called The Apprentice?
Yes, I was.
Right, I never watched that, because can I just explain to you why I never ever watched one?
Can you do what?
Can I explain to you why I never watched one of the shows?
Oh, I see. Oh, you can do, but I might find that a bit boring, and then I can cut you off, can't I?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, we don't normally get cut off by Ian.
What a shame. Richard!
Hello.
Oh, hi, Richard. You're in Camberwell.
I am in Camberwell. George Galloway put that down, and it's stuck since, and Ian occasionally...
Oh, I sat in for George Galloway a few occasions. That went down like a pork pie at a bar mitzvah.
Amazing.
The indefatigable George Galloway.
Oh, dear.
He went on like a 5-minute tirade about how awful I was after I, maybe a little bit drunk.
So I see. Well, he was probably spouting a load of amazing. Yes.
Didn't put like any kind of flag on my number or anything.
Oh, I see. What do I do with a text like this one that says, James looks like Benny from Crossroads? I don't think I do look like Benny from Crossroads.
What the hell is Crossroads?
Dong, 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 dong. That thing. Where the sets were all rickety. Yes, yes, that one. That was one of the worst, along with El Dorado, that was one of the worst soaps ever made ever on television.
Also, how are you getting texts? Ian never gets text. This is kind of like having a supply teacher, and you can just go like, "Oh, Ian lets us swear."
Yeah, if you swear, I press the dumb button, and you get cut off. It's as simple as that. Mr. Lee allows us to do that.
Shut your face.
Anyway, Richard, why did you telephone, other than the fact that I was a bit desperate?
I was helping you out because one of the things you've as you're trying to do in the Ian Lee show, one of the things you've grasped is that he does no prep for the show at all.
No, he doesn't. I came in early, and Kath told me off for being just a little bit too keen.
I mean, get well soon, Ian. But what he does is, under the pretense of a free-form show, is he gets his callers to produce the topics for him.
Oh, right. Okay, well, you can do that too.
Yeah, I've got three for you.
Do I need to write these down, or are they going to be rubbish?
They're going to be rubbish.
Okay. Try them out, mate. Go on.
All right.
I can pretend that I'm interested.
Carrier bags. If you're reusing them, do you care what shop they're from? Is it still all right to make fun of colorblind people?
Yes, I do. Genuinely care. If somebody, for example, if someone's got an Iceland bag, I'm sorry, I don't care. I will use that to pick up dog poo. That is it.
Yeah, on the train to work this morning, I saw a girl with a Domino's pizza bag.
There are certain bags that you just, if you, carrier bag, I like this one. So, carrier bag, do you care where they come from? I like, that's brilliant. You're in.
Is it okay to make fun of the colourblind?
Is it, to extract the Michael?
It's because I sent on Valentine's, I've got a friend who's colourblind.
Yes.
And we just make fun of him for it constantly. On Valentine's Day, I sent him a poem that said, roses are grey, violets are grey, I can't see colours because my name is Craig.
Someone was
like, is it okay to make fun of someone because it's kind of a disability? And I was like, is it the last disability we're allowed to make fun of?
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. I think that's on the edge. Okay, and what's your third one?
People who hide their list of friends on Facebook, have they got something to hide?
Hide their list of friends. You never know when you've been defriended.
Well, you know, the people who, like, you can't see whether you've got mutual friends because they've hidden their friends list.
Yeah, no, that's annoying. I don't think that's acceptable. The other thing, which is very weird, is... You know when you get blocked on Twitter, you don't get told that you've been blocked on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to occasionally tweet that, like, you get notifications about it and everyone panics.
Yeah, because I got blocked by a certain Diane Abbott.
Oh, really? What did you say on Diane Abbott? She's lovely.
Yeah, well, because she did this article recently. I mean, I've been blocked by her for a while. She did an article recently saying, oh, I just, you know, block people if they're rude or abusive or whatever. And I was never rude or abusive because actually I think in political terms, she's done some great things over the years, stood up for and women and black people, all that sort of stuff. Great. That's fantastic. But I did find, and I remember I did an interview with her on The Dark Side, and I talked to her about how could she justify the school's policy and then send her child to a fee-paying school if she was fundamentally in disagreement with them. And then shortly after that, I got blocked.
I think hypocrisy is part of being human, James.
Yeah, it could be that. Oh, well.
This is turning into a dark side conversation.
Yeah, I know. Stop it! No dark side!
Yeah, go back to the Facebook friend hiding thing.
My favourite...
The only possible reason I can think of is that you have, like, maybe you're in, like, some kind of clan fraternity, and you're trying to hide that you're, like, because someone could connect the dots and see, like, oh, well, he's in the clan, she's in the clan, he's friends with her, and he's in the clan.
Yes.
So it's the only possible reason I could see for hiding your friends list on Facebook. So is everyone who's hidden their friends list on Facebook in the Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, I guess. That's kind of interesting-ish. I think the best one there, to be fair, is the carrier bag one, because I think you can flip the carrier bag one. Not only do you care about where the bag comes from, but also do you feel a little bit of a sort of one-upmanship if, for example, a really good bag comes along? You haven't been there, but say, for example, it's an H.A. Rods bag. I mean, that's a good bag to use stuff, isn't it? You know, that's a bit hoity-toity.
I've never had more respect for anyone with a carry bag than the lady on the train this morning with the Domino's pizza bag carrying her possessions to work in a Domino's pizza carrier bag.
It's at times like this that you wish that the Golden Arches did carrier bags.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, they do paper bags, I guess.
No good. Paper bags are useless for nothing. You can't even use those for the dog or anything because it just slides all the way through. Terrible.
Well, they're better for the environment, James. Anyway, that's all I've got to say. But
okay, I think you've just... That must be... Talking about the environment must be a banned subject, isn't it? Oh, he's gone. Oh, dear. 0344 499 1000. More rules. If you've got something that you want to talk about, I'm going to pick the carrier bag story if you want to talk to me about that. Whether you care where the plastic bag comes from and whether you've been in an embarrassing plastic bag situation. I can imagine that's a fascinating subject for us to talk about. Gosh. If you want to join the conversation, you are very welcome. 0344 499 1000. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can do so at the James Max. I'll read out some of those, or at Talk Radio. And if you want to send me a text, it seems to be a thing this evening. You don't want to ring me particularly, but you want to sort of, I don't know, be rude or abusive or whatever. You can just send them out of that. 87222 for your texts. They do cost 25p plus your normal sending charges. Or you can tweet for free at Talk Radio or at the James Max. Or even better, if you want to give me a call, you are most welcome. 0344 499 1000. And Graham from Mexico, you'll be next here on Talk Radio. Very good evening. It's me, James Max. In for Ian Lee here on Talk Radio. So if you just joined and wonder what the heck's going on, I'm trying to work out what are the rules of the Ian Lee show. And also, you've been coming up with some topics of things that maybe you'd like to talk about. And if you've never listened to any of my shows before and you want to ask me a question, or you want to tell me about something about yourself that you think that I should know, maybe you are a regular caller to the Ian Lee show and there's something that you simply need me to know. Maybe normally you get treated with an element of disrespect, and because I don't know who you are, I won't just cut you off as he might, or give you a hard time. So however you want to play it, I understand that the rule is there is no rule other than no swearing. The telephone number is 0344 499 1000. The tweeter, at Talk Radio or at the James Max, or both. And you can send me a text if you like, 87222. Don't forget to start your text with the word talk. Graham is in Mexico. Hey, Graham, are you really in Mexico?
I am. Good afternoon, James.
Good evening, Graham. You sound like you're in a lavatory somewhere.
No, I'm just sitting. Well, I'm sitting outside, really.
Oh, you're sitting. Oh, right. Okay, good. Who knows what could have been happening? So, what has possessed you to telephone all the way in from Mexico? And what would you like to tell me?
Previous callers on about the monkeys.
Oh yes, I like the monkeys.
You said you went to see them at the Albert Hall.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Well, I never went to see a band like that. But I don't know if you know what happened in the United States with the monkeys. When they went on tour, they had a support band for them, and it was Jimi Hendrix.
No.
Yes.
Really?
And you imagine it? All these mothers taking their children to see the monkeys, and the band on before the monkeys is Jimi Hendrix with a man doing things with his guitar.
Good Lord. I don't think they would have been very pleased about that.
There wasn't, and
no.
After the first concert, they cancelled the tour.
Did they?
Yes, they had to get cancelled because there's so many complaints.
Is that what we... Is that
turning their tickets?
Is that the truth or is that an alternative fact, Graham?
Truth. That is the truth,
That's
yes.
the truth. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
As true as I'm sitting here.
If somebody has got any evidence of that, perhaps you'd like to call me 0344 499 1000.
So we can. The,
no, so we can. Well, yeah, but we need to fact check it, Graham. In this day and age of alternative facts, you can't just go around believing stuff that you see on the internet, Graham.
Oh, no. I've known this long time before the internet.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes.
What else do you know that we should know?
About that, well, I went to school with Ian Pace.
Who?
Ian Pace.
Who's...
Deep Purple drummer.
The which drummer?
Deep Purple.
Oh. And now was he?
He was very good. He lived up the road from us, because I'd originally come from a place called Bicester.
Oh, and why on earth did you end up in Mexico? Did you do a large heist?
No, my wife's from here. I came here...
Yes.
All, 28 years ago, came here for a holiday.
Oh, right. And what, you couldn't afford the fare back?
No, I the hotel I stayed in, my wife's, was at a conference, a medical conference.
Right.
And I went down to the bar the first night, and I was down there talking to other doctors down there, right, who went along to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the doctors I was talking to.
Right.
Then I got to know her. She was there for a few more days.
Yes.
Then she came back to her city. Then a few days later, she phoned me up and said, would I like to go and visit her city?
Right.
So then I said yes, because I was in Acapulco at the time.
As you do.
Yes. And
were you going loco there?
Oh, yes.
Right.
It's not the same anymore, though.
Oh, I've never been.
I haven't been to Acapulco now for nearly 10 years.
Right.
Because they've got the drug problems down there, you see.
Oh, I see. Some would say that's marvellous.
No, the cartels.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. So you want to stay away from the... Graham, does this always happen that people send in the most ridiculous things on the... On the text machine. For example, shall I read you what somebody's just sent me?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I've had a message from Miss Messed Up, who says, listening as if watching to car crash TV. A little aghast, but I can't turn the dial. So I guess Miss Messed Up hasn't gone away. So that's good, isn't it?
Yes.
I've just received this text that says, when I was 19, I once got so drunk that I soiled myself. Have a nice day.
Oh, that's nice. That's
should I read that out on air, Ben?
It? It's not a sort of thing you're writing, really, is it?
Yes.
That's something you keep to yourself, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't want to admit that you'd soiled yourself, would you? Especially if you got your number here. I'm quite tempted to have them telephone back and then get them on air so they can tell us the exciting story.
Yes. Now, the reason I phoned up, but you don't want to talk about the raving lunatic in the United States, do you?
Well, it's just that I'm told rules, that's one of them rules, that you're not allowed to talk about design and technology.
Yeah, but throw that out window. What about bringing up the best top 10 albums?
Yeah, we're not Alan Partridge, Graham.
I know you're not. But
I mean, I'm not that desperate. I'm quite desperate.
One of my hobbies is actually music, not the modern music, of course, because I grew up in the 1960s.
Sorry, is that a dog?
That's my little dog, yes.
I'm sorry, what?
That's my dog, yes.
Oh, I thought you said something else. And what make of dog is it, Graham, moving away from top albums, which would be terribly tedious? It's almost like talking about sweets and biscuits, which we're not allowed to do either.
It's a Maltese. He's just over 1 year old. Well, we got him one year ago yesterday. We got him from a rescue place.
Oh, lovely. Graham, can I say thank you and good night?
You can do.
Thank you, good night. Right, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you better hurry up. 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. You'll get some more telephone calls from me in a few moments' time, or from you, maybe. And also, I've got lots of texts and emails to update you on, and texts and tweets and things. Here on Talk Radio, it's me, James Max.
Talk Radio.
So it's me, James Max, in for Ian Lee this evening. We wish him a swift recovery. So we're talking about the rules of the show. So if you want to talk to me about that, you can do so. Also, if you want to talk about the carrier bags and what really annoys you or anything else that's on your mind, it's as simple as that. 0344 499 1000. Before then, let's get the news at 11. And a very good evening to you. It's me, James Max, with you till 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio. Yes, I'm in for Ian Lee, who is off poorly tonight. So I'm trying to find out the rules of the Ian Lee show. And I've been sent an email here by Mr. I. Collins from the dark side, who says, I walk my dog 3 times a day, 7 times a week. It costs me a fortune in supermarket bags every week. I can imagine it would. I mean, what a great thing to send in there. That's really helpful. This one says, from Stephen says, how come Ian Lee isn't on the air? Never mind, I think you're doing a great job. Thank you. Have you considered taking over permanently? I may have done. It's not my choice. Sorry, it's not my choice. Anyway, thank you very much indeed, Stephen from Birmingham. Why don't you call me Stephen? Call me to have a conversation if you like. So, here's what we're doing. If you've just joined either the station or you're expecting Ian or something else, here's what's happening between now and one. So far, we've established some rules of the show. I'm not allowed to talk about DT. I'm not allowed to talk about Britain and exiting. I'm not allowed to beg you. I have to relax. Oh, sorry. Relax. I wasn't really doing that, was I? No. And then we decided that we weren't going to do nicknames because you had nicknames yesterday and that would be boring. I am allowed to cut you off if you're dull. And we also had some questions. Do you care where the plastic bag that you're shopping with comes from? Is it okay to extract the Michael out of somebody who's colourblind? I don't know. I don't know is the answer to that one. I think we've had a few comments from that. So if you want to send me some comments on that, you can do so. I think it's probably a little bit over the edge. And also, what do you think of people who hide their list of friends on Facebook? I could care less about that. Anyway, if you want to give me a call, 0344 499 1000 is my number. Steve has said, any chance of hearing some bare naked ladies tonight? Only if you telephone me, Steve, and maybe we'll see what we can do. We could become a request show. And that's not going to happen, is it? But we could try, Steve, if you call me, 0344 499 1000. And by the way, I think we had Rob lined up. He's disappeared off somewhere. So if you were calling, we've now got some spots on the radio to call in. I.e. there's some free phone lines. I understand that's one of the other rules, that if Ian is talking to you and he thinks that there aren't enough people calling in or something's not going quite right, he'll tell you, now is a really good time to call. So maybe that's the point in the conversation that I shall tell you now. Now is a really good time to call. 0344 499 1000. Whilst I just sort out some of these texts and tweets and things. Oh, hang on a second. Pablo says, Ian Lee gives us free chocolate. He lets us watch videos and doesn't give us homework. Well, I'd like to give you some homework, but I'm not sure necessarily that that's going to happen. Andy says, things I find annoying, people who don't like being called mate. I'm sorry about that. There we go. Oh, I've had a... Oh, they're all coming out the woodwork. And then Chris has said, how delightful to hear you again. Chris, Chris used to read my news on the dark side. Chris, that's very kind. Thank you. If you want to get involved in the conversation, though, call me now. 0344 499 1000. I mean, I've got a cup of tea here. Oh, hang on a second. Do I need to open the phone lines? Have we got the phone line music?
We'll have a chocolate whilst we have a think about this. Because, you know, to be honest, if you don't call me, it's going to be very, very, very boring. Oh, sorry, I've opened the phone line down. 0344 499 1000. I'm having a nice hot cup of tea. You can call me. No, do it now. That means call me now. 0344 499 1000. Tell me some more rules as to how to do an Ian Lee show. Maybe if you want to give me some guidance as to what happens when you've got a... when the switchboard is empty, what is the rule on an empty switchboard? 0344 499 1000. You can call in and wish Alan a happy birthday if you like. If it's your birthday as well and you want some, I don't know, you're all on your own and it's all a bit sad, you can call me on that. You can send me a tweet if you like on at Talk Radio. And you can text 87222. I've got some. Ian has actually sent me an email which says, now that's what I call music. Have you got that one? I wonder if Kath's got one. I don't know, he's making some suggestions as to what we can play, I think. Phone lines are open! Hello! Hello! That means you! 0344 499 1000. Oh dear, I think I might be breaking the stop begging thing. Just relax. Well, I can only relax. Oh, hang on a second, he's talking about the best album that... oh, Barry suggested. Alright, so these are the best albums from Ian Lee. He says, now that's what I call music 14. Now that's what I call music 28. Oh, number 7. Number 3, number 18, number 47, 63, 2, 33 and 54. Ian, thank you. I wish you better soon. I think most people listening also wish you better. If you want to give me a call, though, 0344 499 1000. Whilst you think about doing that, I have asked you, what really annoys you? I've already told you that the lack of headphone jack on the iPhone 7 is incredibly irritating. Loo paper that has indentations on it. I don't like loo paper with indentations. And the best-selling brand, you know, the one with the puppies, they've started putting indentations on their bog paper. Stop it! The telephone lines that ask you to type in your credit card number, you know, when you're ringing up, this is something else that really annoys me. When you're ringing up to get a balance or to sort something out or whatever, and then they say, type in your credit card number, which you then do. And then the first thing they ask you when you get through is, oh, can we have your credit card number, please? What was the point of me doing it before? That annoys me. 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. Nat says, James, are you trying to promote a 1970s porno because the background music sounds like one? Maybe I am. That would be interesting. Let's do pornography on the radio, shall we? Just do some heavy breathing. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? It wouldn't be so good, would it, really? Especially not with me involved. Yeah. That'd just be absolutely horrendous. What else would you like to talk to me about here? Oh, hang on a second. Marty's in Canada. Marty!
Hi, James.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm all right. I thought I'd just carry on the international flavour and theme.
Okay, maybe this is a bit of a theme that we... the person who sent me this text about, are you trying to promote 70s porno, looks about 7. That's not right.
No, that's not right. I've had a look at some of those tweets coming through to you. Some, they're very strange.
Yes, they are, but never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind. Yeah, so we've ticked off Mexico. You're in Canada. Where else do you think we should have some calls from?
Oh, I think you should try and get every Commonwealth country, maybe.
Okay.
Not that Mexico's a Commonwealth country.
Oh, it's going to end up like Pointless if we're not careful. I guess you probably don't even know what Pointless is. Do you know what Pointless is?
No.
Oh, it's a fantastic quiz show.
Kind of is it?
Oh, it's amazing.
I try to keep up to date with some stuff. You know, I still listen to talk radio.
Yes.
I still watch some stuff on the BBC. Like, I watch the snooker, I watch the football.
Oh, well, listen, if you're watching stuff on the BBC, might I suggest, along with Antiques Road Trip, which is one of my favourites, not the Antiques Road Show, That's boring. Antiques road trip.
That is boring.
Yes.
I did live in England, so I know.
Yeah. So Michael has said, oh, no, Ian's too ill to come into work, but he's not so ill he can't send emails. Oh, Michael's out. He's off on one.
Well, they're all off on one by the sounds of things. Actually, I wanted to carry on this plastic bag, carrier bag debate.
Please do. So, are you ashamed?
It was great.
Yeah, exactly. Are you ashamed by certain kinds of carrier bags?
Well, I'm not ashamed, but I do judge people by what they carry. So I'm very cognizant of the bag I use. Now, I try to be a bit special. I use bags that I've got from abroad and all over the place. So
can I don't
in Germany.
I don't want to draw Barty, but to suggest that you're a little bit special, I wouldn't do that.
No, that's okay. I'm not special.
Okay. Right. So you try and use overseas carrier bags.
Yeah, like for example, last year I was at the Australian Open tennis. So
well, look at you.
Yeah, look at me. I went on holiday. My mum lives there. We're all over the place, my family. And
did
so
you just
I used
bump into your mum randomly at the tennis, or did you arrange to meet there?
No, we bumped into each other randomly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, of course we arranged to meet. I hadn't seen them in about 10 years, so.
I was doing some business, and I had to go to New York, and then I popped into a shop, and my uncle was in there, and we hadn't planned to meet, and that was very weird.
Really? Well, I have gone to, last time I was in London, I went to the Natural History Museum, and I did bump into one of my work colleagues who works in London, and that was totally random.
Oh.
Because our company, the company I work for, we have an office in London as well.
And what do you do?
That was, I'm a web developer.
A web developer.
A web developer, yes. I make websites and stuff.
Websites and stuff. How very useful.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you want a website, you can let me know. I don't charge that much.
Oh, by the way, Nat has been back in touch and says that he's not seven. He's 7¾.
Is it Nat Kimber?
Yes.
That's, I believe that's a female, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
It looks like I think it's Ash. That's Ash's friend.
Oh, it looks like a bloke.
Still there?
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't know. I'm just hoping that somebody old called Winifred calls in at some point. Anyway, Marty, so what is the next country that you would like somebody to call in from?
Let's say the Republic of Ireland.
Okay, the Republic of Ireland. To be honest, anybody from overseas, you're all welcome to call. 0344 499 1000. Apparently, we'll call you back. What other rules do you think I should be aware of, other than the carrier bag thing that maybe people might want to talk about? Who knows?
I think it's your show now, James, so you should make up your own rules.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You know? I mean to be honest.
Yeah, but hang on a second now.
You're in the hot seat.
Yeah, well, it is quite warm. This one says, yeah, but you see, I have to refer back to my instructions. And my instructions...
Right.
Says, I have to do them under the usual rules, but maybe that I sort of go back to one of the situations and I say, okay, well, the usual rules are that he makes up the rules, so therefore I can now make up the rules.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe, okay, you're doing what they might describe in Radioland, Marty, as actually coming up with a topic. So the topic might be, okay, so we have the existing rules. Are there any rules that you would get rid of? And what should the rules of a James Max show be?
Exactly.
Okay,
God,
this is
great,
good. That sounds almost as if we might be original. So what should the rules... So, for example, if, for example, people did want, but we can't nick yesterday's topics of having nicknames. But, for example, if we wanted to have correspondence, nick that idea. If we wanted to have people with particular names, if we wanted to have a new caller sort of 3.5 minutes or whatever it is, they would be the rules of the show.
Yes.
Okay, this is good because then it means that we're evolving this. So, okay, should we put that out there, Marty, and see if it works?
We should put that out there, and I should probably get back to work. Can I had one quick question, though, for you, James.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I am at work, believe it or not. So
I'm not sure. But anyway, yes.
Well, I am. What kind of dog do you have? Because I have my dog here at work with me.
Oh, right. Well, what make of dog do you have, Marty? Oh.
I'm not really sure. She was a mutt and a street dog, but Labrador is the main breed.
Labrador's a man breed, right?
Yeah.
Well, my dog is called Barnaby, and he is a Basset Fauve, a French Britannic Basset Hound. So F-A-U-V-E. So if you tweet, if you have a look on Twitter and at the James Max, you'll see a picture of a dog looking out of a beach hut. That's Barnaby. Or just go on to the Google and look up Basset Fauve, F-A-U-V-E, and you will see these medium-sized urban hounds, I would describe them, Marty.
All right. Well, maybe I'll send you a picture of Chili looking out my window.
Yeah, go for it. Please do. Marty, thank you very much indeed. That's Marty from Canada. He suggests two things which allow us to do some extra stuff here. So the first is, he said, OK, well, this is the James Max Show. It is, as I sit in for Ian. So what should the rules of the James Max Show be? You make them up. Give me a call. 0344 499 1000. If you want to talk about the things that he has mentioned also, you are elsewhere in the world and you would like to join the conversation. So we've had Canada and Mexico so far. Wherever else in the world you are, feel free. If you want to pick me up on anything or ask any questions, or maybe you want to pick up something that, you know, one of the topics that you want to ignore. Whatever it is, call me now. You'll get through and we'll get you on air. 0344 499 1000. You're listening to me, James Max, in for Ian Lee, here on Talk Radio. Dogger. Get the... No! It's the shipping forecast. They say dogger. That's one of the shipping things, isn't it? Oh dear, my mic's up. Hello, it's me, James Max, in for Ian Lee. And one of the pieces of advice that you've given me is to stop begging and relax. Nah. And also pretend that we're a little bit classy. And that maybe one day I'll get onto the Radio 4, which will never, ever, ever happen. Well, I didn't go to Oxbridge, did I? Or Slough Grammar. Well, I don't speak as if I couldn't slide a credit card in between my buttock cheeks. Anyway, yes, it's me, James Max, with you till 1 o'clock in the morning here on Talk Radio. So, some of the things that we've been talking about so far are the rules and the things that you don't want me to do. So we're not allowed to talk about... we're not allowed to talk about the President of the United States. Although, might I just say, if you go to TrumpDonald.org, oh, you will have fun. TrumpDonald.org. That is my gift to you. Enjoy. Anyway, so we're not allowed to talk about that. The dark side does that. Also, we've been talking about, and you've been giving some topics, which include, do you care where a plastic bag comes from? So if, for example, somebody gave you a plastic bag, you know when you go to a charity shop, and they put something like, oh, would you like a bag with that? And you go, oh, yes, please. And they give you a bag and you put this piece of toot that you bought and they put it in a nasty scrunched up bag. How do you get a plastic bag as scrunched up as that? Anyway, so you've got your scrunched up plastic bag. Oh, but then it says some shop that you're just embarrassed by. Do you care where the plastic bag comes from? And also, do you do a, I'll nick that bag because that makes me look posh. So, for example, you'll be whipping down to go. Where every little helps, and you've nicked a mate's rose weight bag off them. Other supermarkets are available, and you just want to look a bit posh. I don't really shop in Iceland, but I just pick up a few things. I'm just passing. So do you care where the plastic bag comes from? So that was a good topic, I thought, that maybe... But now I've thrown it out there, you're probably going to ignore it, and you could care less. Then we had, is it okay to extract the Michael out of people who are colourblind? And somebody did send something on that. Where was it? It's quite... where is it? Yes. Adrian, you're very naughty. It says there's a definite red light on abusing the colourblind. Anyway, so we're not allowed to do that. Also, we decided that it was pretty boring to talk about people who hide their list of friends on Facebook. I could care less. Care less about that. But if there's something that you would like to talk about, then you are most welcome. I have asked you, which means that you'll ignore it, what really annoys you? What things really annoy you? Think about it. You must get annoyed every single day. When was the last time you got annoyed? Who did you get annoyed with? Why did they annoy you? For example, at the end of my street, there is a coffee shop that people like to use, and they all park on the pavement. And I think this is a pavement, not a parking lot. Get out of your car, park it somewhere sensible, get off your fat rear end, and don't park on the pavement. That annoys me. But what annoys you? And I'm sure that some clever, wise-cracking individual will send me a text on 87222, start the text with the word talk and go, you do. Yes, I'm sure you will. Anyway, you're welcome. This one. Dear Mr. Max, in your opinion, as a finance expert, have I wasted 25p on this text? And that's from Art. No, Art, that was very wisely spent. Thank you very much indeed. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Nat has written back again and said, it's taken me this long to write absolutely hilarious, not knowing if it's a bloke or a woman. Nat, I have no idea whether you are male or female. I have no idea. Looking at your picture, you could be one of those androgynous teenagers of which I have no idea which you are. So why don't you just call me and tell me which you are? I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea. I've also been given some good advice and the reason that you type in your credit card or bank card to tell your bank who you are. Well, I can do that when they answer the blooming phone. So there we go. We have a real topic. What really annoys you? And I've got another one. Can you tell me what you're worried about, please? I know we're not allowed to talk about DT and we're not allowed to talk about or anything like that. There must be things that you are worried about. So as we get to 26 minutes past 11 o'clock, there must be stupid things that you're worried about now or might stop you sleeping, but in fact you shouldn't be worrying about them. Or there may be really big things that really are on your mind and you would maybe share them. Share the things that you are worried about. For example, earlier today, I was worried. Ironically, I was thinking I may never, ever, ever, because I've worked in radio for 12 years and I've also had other jobs. I have real jobs in the real world and do other stuff. So it's not the only thing I do. But I was thinking just this morning, I may never, ever be on the radio again. I was thinking, that's a bit sad. And then weirdly, I got a communication from the boss who said, well, actually, Ian's ill. Would you like to sit in from? Hello? Yes, please. So here we are. It's one of the most fun things that you can ever do, I assure you. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to call in, you can talk about any of those things or you can ignore any of them. Hi, James. I'm going to try and send you a selfie in this message. Please let me know if it works, says Harry. What have you done at the end of that? That just looks weird. No, Harry. Just call me. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Eddie said, if you take the mick out of the colourblind, they'll feel blue. I don't think blue is a colour that you feel colourblind. I thought it was reds and greens there. Maybe that joke doesn't require too much analysis. Oh, don't tell me I've got the windy pops as well. Maybe it's something that happens to people who are in the studio here. I don't know. There's something in the air conditioning or something. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to call me and have a conversation about any of those things, do so now. If you are a regular Ian Lee caller or listener and you want to critique the show, great. If you want to give some guidance as to what a James Max show would look like and the new rules that maybe, for example, you are fed up with not being able to talk about Brexit. Or you are furious and you just want to have a rant about DT, but you can't get through on the dark side, so you want to do it here. If those are the rules of the James Max show, so be it. The rule is, there is no rule. Harry says, I've got a bad ear tonight, James. Can I call in and talk about it? Yes, you can call about anything you like. Can you just get on with it? Sorry, I've got to relax. Can you just get on with it? 0344 499 1000. If you've never called a radio station before, if you've never spoken to me before, which is probably most of you, or if you just want to join the conversation on the basis that I've done two things for you, which make it really easy. I've given you some things to talk about. You can talk about plastic bags. You can talk about colourblind people. If you really are colourblind, I'd like to know what it's like. You can talk to me about all the other stuff that we've been nonsensing on about. You can talk about what really annoys you or what worries you, or something that you want to talk about. And I am here till one, so regardless or not of whether you call, I will be here, and I'm quite happy just to, you know, chat away, to be honest. And a lovely cup of tea. See, I'm relaxing. I'm doing what I'm told. However, if you want to get involved in the conversation, do so now. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Also, if you want to send me a text, 87222, start your text with the word talk. It costs 25p plus your normal sending charge. If you want to tweet me at Talk Radio or at the James Max, please do so. Right. If you call me now, you will get through. I would like to speak to you. Just do it now. You're listening to me, James Max, in for Ian Lee. Here's the place we want to see. It's Gary and David's Bach Show. Here's the place we want to be. It's Gary and David's Bach Show. A musical sensation for every situation. If you need it, you will find it. They're with the group behind it. Oh, I love that theme tune. Yeah, you're listening to me, James Max, nicking all of Ian Lee's very best ideas and all the songs that he used on The Dark Side and everywhere else. I can, you know, I'm breaking the rules. I just steal everything. 0344 499 1000 to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind or all the things that I haven't talked to you about or all of that stuff. Harry is in Northumberland. Hello, Harry.
Hiya, James. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. So you got a bad ear?
I do have a bad ear, yeah.
Oh, dear, that's horrible. Oh, dear, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just happened today. I think I've got an infection or something.
Ew. Does it hurt or is it broken?
Broken. Like I've broke a bone in it or something.
I don't think you can break an ear, can you?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't want to try.
No, just, good point. Well made.
It's really sore. Cheers, James. Thanks. That's what I'm here for.
So, which ear?
It's my right ear.
Okay, so presumably you're holding the phone up to your left ear.
You're correct to presume that, yes.
Excellent. The really bad thing, though, this is the bad news, Harry, is if you do have an ear infection and it goes from one ear to the other ear.
Yeah.
And then you have that nasty period of time where both ears are messed up.
Oh, that's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not good. So this happened today, did it?
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure what's brought it on. I just noticed I had a bath this morning.
Did
and
you?
I got some water in my ear hole.
Oh dear. And is this an annual event, this bath thing?
What are you suggesting? Just because I'm from the northeast of England, I only have one bath a year. Is that what you're suggesting, Jim?
I wouldn't suggest anything about people from the north at all like that, Harry. That would be very rude.
Well, yeah, actually, coincidentally, it was just my annual bath, yeah.
So you had your bath, because I would say bath, obviously, but bath, because it's up north there.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you play the dam game in the bath?
The Dan game?
Oh, have you never played the Dan game?
I've not played the Dan game. Is this one of your fancy southern things?
No. Leon? Leon?
I'm Harry. Hey, mate. I'm not Leon.
Yeah, no, I've got Leon on. Leon?
Hello, mate.
Oh, please don't call me mate. Leon, have you ever played the Dan game?
I've never played the Dan game, no.
No. All right, hang on there, Leon. I'll come to you in a second. Harry,
yeah?
So the Dan game, right. Are you a thin or a fat person?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay, fine. You can probably play the damn game. The damn game is not good for very thin people.
Okay.
So the damn game is, you have your bath, which is nicely filled with water.
Sure, I can imagine that, yep.
Then what you do is you take the plug out and you jam your arms down so all the water drains out in front of you.
That's a waste of water.
But no. Because you've got all the water behind you, right? This is at the end of the bath.
Right, okay.
What do? You recycle the water and then use it again?
Well, no, it's just a waste of bath water, isn't it? Like, what's the point? Like, you know,
what do you do at the end of your bath?
Running the bath, and then you're just going to let it out again? What's the point of that, James?
Well, I know, but it's at the end of your bath. What do you do at the end of your bath? Do you just leave the water in there and then, I don't know, pot it out and sort of stick it in the garden or something? No, you
That's
let the plug
idea.
Out.
It's an idea. It's
an idea. Can you just go with me on this?
Go on, then. Come on.
Okay. So the damn game.
Yep.
So you finish your bath, you've scrubbed all your bits and all that sort of stuff, and obviously you've got some stuck in your ear, and that's why you've got your ear infection. So you then what you do is you take the plug out, and then you jam your arms in, so all the water drains out the front, and you are left with a bath half full with all the water behind you.
Right.
Then what you do is you stand up very quickly and the water sloshes very quickly and it goes backwards and forwards. It sloshes.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't sound convinced by this.
No, I'm trying to picture such a situation.
The other thing is that if you have a certain kind of bath, the noise that is made as you extract your body and arms is
yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, did you hear my tummy rumble there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, dear.
It's like that. What did you have for dinner, Harry?
I've just had an omelette.
Oh, a bit eggy.
Bit eggy, yeah.
Oh, what did you have in your omelette?
I had a bit of cheddar cheese and I've put a bit of ketchup on top.
Who?
Yeah.
Ketchup?
Ketchup from a tomato.
Yeah, but not...
Tomato ketchup, that's, James.
Right, this is where the rules of my show come in.
Okay.
You cannot have tomato ketchup with eggs.
Well, I have.
We now ban that from the show. We cannot have that sort of thing on the show.
Can we go back to the Dan game, James?
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Won't you, if you stand up too quickly, won't you have like a blood rush? Won't all the blood drain from your head and you'd be very dizzy?
Well, that could just be an added benefit and bonus from that. Some people will pay a lot of money for that sort of entertainment, Harry.
If you say so, I'm not totally convinced, but I'll try it next time.
So
next
back to your ear then.
Okay,
so you had your annual bath, presumably you washed out the bath afterwards. By the way,
oh yeah.
Yeah, good.
I'm not a monster.
No. I just wondered whether people do that up north. That's fine. Anyway, so you clean out the bath. At what stage did you realise that, one, there was water in it, and two, you may have some kind of, I don't know, hurty ear thing?
Well, it was when I was rinsing my hair, because I was about to shampoo my hair.
Yes.
And I got some water in. I couldn't quite get it out as easily as I can usually get it out. You know, you wiggle your pinky finger into the ear, and that would usually dislodge any stuck water. It didn't really work, and it hurt.
Oh.
So I don't know if I've got water...
On the brain?
Right in my brain.
Oh, no, that would not be ideal. Do you have a rule? What rule do you have?
Always put ketchup on eggs.
No, you see, that's very naughty, Harry. Yeah, no. I was thinking more of the 3-day rule, which is that I won't go to the doctor for 3 days, unless obviously I'm dying. But if I've got an ailment or otherwise, then I try and see whether things that I can buy from the chemist will work for 3 days before I go to the doctor.
What would you suggest I buy from the chemist for this? Milk?
No, if you've got water in there,
plunger.
Yeah, I would do a bit of manual plunging, just gently, because you don't want to do that too hard. I mean, I can't give, you know, you cup your hand over your ear and then you hold your ear sort of groundwards, so that the infected ear is facing the ground, and then you do a bit of sort of plunging.
No, I mean like with an actual rubber plunger that you'd use to unclog a toilet or something.
Oh, see, no, I wouldn't go that violent. No, I mean that
would be silly, wouldn't it?
That's only to be done when you're playing Daleks.
Ah,
yeah. So, are you a regular caller to the Mr. Lee show, or is this the first time that we've tempted you out of the hallows of deepest Northumberland?
No, I call every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. I did a thing with Ian a bit before Christmas.
Is this something that we can broadcast?
What?
Is this something that we can broadcast?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. We did a thing with him, right? Okay.
I was one of the performers on Christmas Performance Ring. I ate a bowl of custard.
Oh, did you?
Of 100 people.
Wow. Oh, that's brilliant. And how did that go?
It was all right. I was sick afterwards. Like, it was not very nice, but
Hang on. Wait. You were sick afterwards?
Yeah.
How big was the bowl?
It was a large glass bowl.
Well, why were you sick?
Because I'd eaten quite a bit of custard.
How much custard can you eat before you get sick, then?
Not a lot, it seems.
No, it would seem not. Was there anything else in the custard?
No, I wish there was.
Who provided the custard?
Me.
So you brought the custard with you.
Yep.
You ate too much of it.
Yep.
And then you threw it up.
I threw up outside the venue next to a primary school.
Oh, lovely. That's really attractive. Did you do what my dog does when he throws up and eat it up again?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, right. Okay, you left
again, it. You're going with the assumptions just because I'm from the northeast of England. I'm like a dog. Thanks, James.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But I just wondered. I mean, you know, I find that living in London, there are a lot of pavement pizzas everywhere. And I get really quite upset about that sort of thing because dogs do actually like to eat that sort of stuff up again.
Well, I must admit, I was responsible for one of those around December time in Islington. So sorry about that, guys.
Around that primary school. Well, they do a lot of that in Islington.
Oh, well, I was wondering why no one really, you know, was bothered by it.
No, they don't care. I mean, to be honest, the way that people behave there. I mean, it's close to hipster land over there.
All right. Mm. Cool.
Not really.
Does it not?
Mm. Would you like to know, I've got a thing here about things you probably didn't know about working in radio.
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to know what number one is on this list?
I'm trying to think. What's the number one thing I wouldn't know about working in radio?
Leon?
Hello, James.
Hi, Leon. Do you know what the number one thing about radio presenters is?
You're not very pretty.
Wow.
Well. You got a face for radio. That's a thing, isn't it?
That is a thing, but that's not on this list. No. So neither of you know.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, not James. Sorry, mate.
Tell us, James, please.
It's this thing. You are very naughty. That I've now said that I don't like being called mate, and everybody's now going to ring me and call me mate. Is that it?
Why don't you like that?
One at a time.
Why don't you like that? Harry.
Right, yeah. Do you want to talk amongst yourselves? Is that it?
Yeah, sure. We
Harry.
Yeah, all right, okay. Put my mic off. You carry on.
Harry, you ate the custard on the show, right?
That's right, Leon. I did. Hey, how are you doing?
Mate, I'm a podcast listener, and
nice.
I heard good things about that, dude.
Oh, thank you. I was surprised that people liked it, really.
Who did? I think Ian liked it to a comedian, an American comedian. Is that right?
Yeah, he said I was like Andy Kaufman, which is...
Yes, you're listening to me, James Max, here on Talk Radio. Let's go to John, who's in Northwood. Hi, John!
Hello, James.
Hi, John. How are you?
Well, nice discovery. Discovered you by accident tonight.
What do you mean you discovered me by accident?
Well, I came upstairs having got rather bored with Mr. Bumblebee, because on that programme they were talking yet again about whether the Scots might become independent or not.
Oh, who cares?
Brexit and stuff like that, and I was feeling quite as sleepy.
Oh dear, was that on the dark side?
And sorry?
Was that on the dark side?
No, that was on the BB side.
The British Broadcasting Corporation side.
I said Mr. Bumblebee. You know, I'm sure you can work out who I mean. A white-haired gentleman and friends around a big table. Anyway,
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mr. Bumblebee.
Question time.
Oh! David Dimblebobs.
Dimblebee, yes.
Dimblebobs.
Sorry.
I went to the opera with him once. He was a very nice man.
He is. He's lovely. I've been on that programme myself. Well, in the audience, only they never asked me anything.
I wonder why, John.
Because I was sat at the back.
Well, yeah, because it would be a terrible mistake. Do you recognise the music, John?
No. Sounds quite sultry. Is this a regular a theme on the?
It's just something that I play when I'm bored.
Oh, right. And now that I'm on, you've put it on specially, James.
Correct.
I'm delighted to hear that. David and Little Stanmore will be delighted to know that you've popped up again. I will mention...
Well, get him to call in. Everybody else has been boring the pants off everybody else. Yeah. Listen, this is what I have to deal with here, John. So, I've had a text here, a tweet rather. It says, this is from somebody who calls themselves the French Tickler. It says, can I talk about my insanely itchy anus?
Well, I don't know the The tone is definitely going down. You've had pavement pizzas.
I know.
The Dam Buster game sounds like fun. I'll have to do that.
Oh, it's wonderful
years
fun.
Years of bathing and I've never tried it.
Well, then there you go. You see, you learned something on this program.
I'll be taking a bath at some time in the morning tomorrow. And you stick your elbow down the drain and block the water, and then it all sort of goes down with an amazing whoosh.
Well, indeed, yes. It's very entertaining, particularly for those of you either on benefits or out of work.
Well, I can remember playing...
Or pensioners.
But certainly as a child, doing all sorts of things in the bath. Going up and down to the extent that the bathroom was flooded and then the flooding would go through to the kitchen.
That sort of thing as opposed to anything else.
Well, the result of all that activity was that eventually, last year, I had to actually get a new kitchen ceiling.
How often do you flood your bath?
No, this is something I got up to about sort of 40-odd years ago when I was a little boy, you know. But what I'm saying is that the ceiling did eventually give out.
Who knew?
More information than you need to know. What on earth are you talking about on this show?
The thing is, from what I understand from the rules of this show, because I've been asked, obviously, to fill in for Ian Lee, so therefore I have to play kind of by his rules, although we are beginning to think of what the rules would be if it was a James Mack show. But I had to stop begging and I had to relax. So we've done all that sort of stuff. So that's okay. The second thing is that I was told that whatever topics I put out, people will probably ignore and they'll want to talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Fine.
And then there are some subjects which Ian bans, which I was quite happy to ban. So no British exit. So no discussion about that. No discussion about DT, as in the President of the United States of America.
Right.
What was the other one?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
Well, I have tuned into him in the past, though not recently. I'll have to try him. I will also have to try the whale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on a second. I've been told we're not allowed to talk about old sweets or old telly or biscuits. Well, you know, what's your favourite biscuit? Oh, God's sake!
I'm not going to go along with that. Can you tell me anything about British radio then? What's this?
Oh yeah.
What do you think you didn't know about radio?
So, things you probably didn't know about working in radio. Number one, look at this one. Radio presenters need to be loved.
Some truth in that.
Validation, attention, and approval are a must-have for most presenters.
It's also a way of keeping your job, isn't it? I guess.
Well, to be honest, I haven't got one, so who cares? The second one here is you really are just sitting in a room and talking to yourself. I am. I am in a room by myself. If we might do a call calf, but we're only going to do that if enough people call in. So we may give an opportunity to bring her out of the shadows and bring her onto the airways, but only if people call in and ask for it, because if they don't, then we're not doing it.
I've done a bit of radio myself, and it's true. I sat in a room.
Really were by yourself, and no one was listening, were they?
Well, actually, probably. In fact, there was nobody in the building, because it was complete. I was completely self-op. I can remember at one stage, this being an afternoon programme, there was no immediate programme on before me. There was somebody on after me. But at one stage, I certainly remember doing a 12 till 2 shift in the middle of the day. Morning presenter was computerised, and the afternoon presenter was computerised, and I was real. Then I left the station, and guess what? I was replaced by a computerised presenter as well. These things happen.
Yes. Do you think that will happen to this sort of thing?
No, because you're a speech radio station, and we actually need people to do, so there's some chance that that won't happen.
Yeah, but you can get things which do speech, though.
Like pre-recorded programs. I mean, certainly. I mean, you could end up with. Say, for instance, you're sitting in for Ian Lee, but if anything happened to you, they might find somebody at the last minute, or they might, I don't know, have a sort of composite tape of the best of Ian Lee or the best of James Max from years ago. I don't know what they would do.
Yeah, well, they might do.
There's always that possibility that you could be replaced by a recording of someone else.
Hey, shizzle my nizzle!
Well, you see, you don't need anybody anymore. I've got Peter Dixon, the man who does the X Factor. He's in the student. He's in the studio with me.
Is he really?
It's contestant number one.
There he is.
Yeah,
I could probably do the whole conversation with you with this and not say a word.
I hope not. Were you talking about plastic bags, and for goodness sake, why?
Calm down! Calm down! You're right!
See, you don't need me here.
Point proven.
Yeah, and then, you see, he's even got things like this. So, for example, I mean, I could get somebody to call in and says...
Please welcome on line one.
There we go. You just don't need me anymore. We could do, according to Peter Dixon, the show. I could be replaced by computers easily.
It sounds horrendous, James. I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad we're actually having... I'm not sure, quite sure whether this counts as a conversation, but it is nice to hear you again.
Oh, I see. Well, I haven't died yet.
No.
So, John, in terms of topics, we've got... So what have we got here so far? I'm going to turn that off. Right, so... if somebody gives you a carrier bag, do you care where it comes from? So we've got that as a topic, as donated by one of those listening. That was a really good one.
Yes. No, I don't. But I tend to hold on to it, and I tend to use it more than once.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Right. Okay,
because because I don't... if I'm given a... one thing I have noticed is that since this 5p carrier bag thing came in, you see people carrying loads of stuff without a bag.
Yes.
And all sorts of tricky things with things falling out of arms. I mean, I was doing a charity collection in a small supermarket near where I live, and watching people fumbling with what they were carrying around because they didn't want to spend 5p on a carrier bag, which is good. Why should they? And they hadn't had the foresight to bring a carrier bag with them. So that seems quite a sensible way to go. It's good for the environment that we're not buying and using quite so many carrier bags. But apart from that, no, I don't care where they come from.
Right. Other subjects... Alternative jobs for me on the basis that I'm only here for one night only. What else should I do with my life?
I think I already know what you do.
What do I do?
You've got a real job somewhere.
No, no, that's ended.
I think as long as you can afford to, enjoy life. That's the best thing. I mean, you may not know, I met somebody rather nice, which meant that for the first time in about a century, the term Valentine's Day actually meant something for me, which was rather nice, made a nice change.
Were you able to use your didgeridoo?
Yes, but again, that's too much information on what might be a family show.
And there's John from Northwood. John, lovely to speak to you. Thank you!
Thank you, James.
We'll have some more of your text tweets and comments in a moment. I better give you the telephone number if you want to get... There isn't much time left! And none of you, because I know that you don't do what you're told, there's now a big thing going on saying, if you call James Max on Talk Radio, call him mate. Well, if that's what you want to do, get on with it. 03444991000. Can't believe it. Although this one, Mr. Max, you're quite right. The word mate is irritating and often used in a passive-aggressive fashion by idiots. Quite right. This one says, talking about... what was the name of the fellow who called in who's got the ear problem? Harry. Oh, yes, Harry. You. Sorry. I'm turning into an old person. I can't remember anything. Getting into James Weld territory. Anyway, no wonder he's got something wrong with his ear. After all that custard... he'd be a trifle deaf. This is desperate, isn't it? This is an utter shambles. So if you want to join the shambles, it's down to you. 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. It is probably for one night only. Never been invited back again, I don't think. Anyway, this one says, is this a big debate? No, I don't think so. It might be a mass one, but who knows. If you want to give me a call, you're very welcome. 0344 499 1000. Get involved in the conversation. Here's what we've been talking about. Plastic bags. Do you care where they come from? And do you kind of get embarrassed if somebody gives you a plastic bag and it's not a shop that you would normally use? And then there's something slightly dirty about using a carrot. No. Anyway, we've been talking about colourblind, and we've also been talking... not a lot, really. It's a bit thin. Thin on the ground. What really annoys you? Also, do any of you have anything to worry about? Clearly not. But I just, silly things are on your mind. If you want to give me a call about something that's on your mind that you're worried about, or if you just want to join the conversation, or perhaps you just want to design what the show would look like if I were to be allowed again. We don't have any rules for the James Max show, so perhaps you could give me a call on that. 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. You're listening to me, James Max, in for Ian Lee, here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Can you, Adam and Eve, it? There's only 1 hour left of me, James Max, in for Ian Lee, here on Talk Radio, talking about carrier bags, stuff you're worried about, and whatever else you want to talk about, to be honest. Telephone number 0344 499 1000. Call me now, and let's have the news at midnight. Everybody loves cats, don't they?
Well, I used to have a dog, so I wouldn't know.
It's my aim and mission, Alan, to try and get somebody who is a cat lady, little bit crackers about cats, to call in during this last hour of the programme.
Bit ambitious.
Oh, great, thanks. If you are a cat owner, a little bit of a cat lady, 0344 499 1000. It is me, James Max, in for Ian Lee. There are only 55 minutes of the programme left. It's 4 minutes past midnight. Alan, how have we been doing?
It's now Friday.
It's what?
It's now Friday.
Yeah, so I don't have to wish you a happy birthday anymore.
One day old.
You what?
I'm 1 day old.
Mental age or what?
No, I'm still 37 years and 1 day old.
Oh, right. That's lovely.
Yeah, and I'm just looking back on... Does anyone remember 3-2-1?
What? 3-2-1, as in that thing, Dusty Bin and all that nonsense?
Yes.
That was a dreadful programme.
No!
They always won a boat or a caravan!
No, that's bullseye.
Oh, I'm going to... Alan! You've broken one of the rules. How can you break one of the... You've spoken about old telly. We're not allowed to talk about old telly.
No, you never had that one on the wall.
You what?
That wasn't the one of the rules.
Isn't it one of the rules?
No, it wasn't one of the rules.
Well, I thought it was one of the rules. Listen, I'm going to get corrected on this. 0344 499 1000. Is it one of Ian Lee's rules that you're not allowed to talk about old telly? I thought that old telly was banned in conjunction with not allowed to talk about sweets or biscuits.
No, that's completely wrong. There's three topics you should not talk about.
Now you're just trying to confuse me.
No, I know the rules. I've been calling in for quite a while, and I know the rules. You're not allowed to talk about the president. You're not talking about Theresa May's plan for Europe, and you can't do anything religious about other religions.
Not allowed to talk about what?
Theresa May's plans for Britain.
Yes.
Can't talk about the president of America.
Yes.
And you can't talk about any other religion.
Right. Alan, you're boring me. Harry has just sent in a message and says, jokes aside, thanks to me for tolerating me for 5 minutes. Harry, you're welcome. Best of luck with the rest of the show. Do I need luck with the rest of the show, Alan?
No, you're cruising. You're cruising through it.
I'm cruising through it. I don't think I am. Yeah. I think cruising means something else. How long were you in the pub for, Alan?
Well, I was in there till 10:30.
Are you going to have to wake up in the morning and shave your tongue?
No.
Are you going to wake up with some kind of polar bear sat on your head?
No. I kicked for polar bears when I came in.
Yeah. Nat has sent me a message and says, I'm crackers about the musical Cats. Does that count? Yes, Nat. That's what it, everybody loves Cats. And then I forgot the rest of the sentence. The musical. Nat, if you want to call in and talk about Cats the musical, you are welcome. Alan, on the basis that since you called in last time, quite a lot of people have called in, which apparently is good. Now it's a bit quiet because we've just got the last hour of the programme. And the question is, how can we make the last hour of the programme maybe just as shambolic or maybe a little bit better than the previous bits?
By letting calls go straight to air.
I see. We could do that if somebody wants to do that. God knows how the technology works, but I guess... I was thinking of also doing something that if enough people telephoned in and wanted Kath to have a word with them or whatever, we could do that.
Yeah, Kev can come into the studio as well, while the calls go straight to air.
She could do. Do you think that we should get some people to call in to decide whether or not we do that? Because otherwise, it's me imposing the will on those who are listening.
Well, put a few calls straight to air to see what the consensus say. And if they say go for it, let's do it. If not, we'll stick as we are.
I see. I think I understood about half of that, Alan. 0344 499 1000. If you want to do some calls straight to her, I guess we can try that. Who only knows what would happen? But if you don't call in, then we're not doing that. What if they're not calling in, Alan?
We'll stick with how we've done for the last 2 hours. By Kath answering the phone and calling us back, and then putting us on with you.
Yeah, I can only understand half of what you're saying, Alan. I think you've had a few too many sherbets.
You mean, no, it was a cider.
Oh, yeah, that as well. Are you a cider drinker?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't deal with cider.
No, cider's all right. And also, I just found an old iron. You know, at the beginning of the show, you were playing an old theme tune.
Yes.
And that was Sale of the Century. I found another decent theme tune for you.
Okay.
That was the idea to the TV company that made it. You watched the television?
We didn't hear that at all, Alan.
Hold on.
Oh, God, I don't want it again. Right, okay. Alan!
Yeah?
I'm going to say goodnight.
Thank you.
Goodnight! Right, goodbye. Right, now, Alan's departure has now cleared the phone lines. So, we could do some calls straight to air. You could give me a... Kath's now looking at me just through the glass of daggers. 0344 499 1000. Also... Oh, God. This whole mate thing, you've really gone on after it, haven't you? Mr. Mac, scientists have proved that precisely 98% of TalkSport's output is blokes saying mate. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. I think we need to have a vote on whether or not we do a straight-to-air thing. Also, if you want to join in the conversation or set the agenda for the last, what is now, 50 minutes of the programme, you can do so. But you need to call me now to tell me what you want to do with it. I can't do it on my own. Otherwise, I will get on to some boring subjects that I have here. Some old Dark Side style stuff. You know, some proper radio stuff. Oh, Craig says, who is this host tonight? Idiot. Craig, hello. My name's James Max. At the James Max on Twitter. I'm sitting in for Ian Lee. He is ill. We wish him well. Thank you! 0344 499 1000 is my telephone number. If you want to call me, you may want to set the agenda. You may want some calls going straight to air. Never done that before. That could be an utter shambles. You may want to tell me something that you would like to talk about, something that you would like to share. You might want to talk about the things I've asked you already, things that really annoy you, things that you are worried about. You may very well want to tell me about stupid stuff that you really shouldn't worry about, but maybe you are. I don't know. It is up to you. In addition to that, we've been talking about the rules of the Ian Lee Show, and then I'm now in confusion because Alan tells me that we are now, that we aren't. Weird. People are sort of saying, oh, can you call me? What's wrong with you? Just call in yourself. 0344 499 1000. Anyway, if you want to give me a call, Craig is enjoying it. Craig, can you give me a call? Don't just sit there saying that you're enjoying yourself. Call me now, otherwise, you know, I need somebody to bounce off or be rude to. If you want me to be rude to you, by the way, I'm very happy to do that. Very happy to be rude to you. Don't leave me hanging for this last hour. It's gone quite well, given the situation. Quite well. It could have been a lot. Could it? No, probably couldn't have been. 0344 499 1000. These are the things that I would like you to talk. Harry says, would you like, you can call back, Harry. There are no rules here. If you want to call back more than once, call back. If you've been on, be on again. I don't mind. Also, if you want to decide whether or not we take calls straight to air, go for it. If you, which means that we could do with the withheld ones, I don't care. Alternatively, if there's something on your mind or you want to set the agenda, just do it. But do it now. 0344 4. I know I read the number, but you can never read the number or say the station too much. That's what they say. 0344 499 1000. See, it works. Here's Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hello. I sent a message saying, can you ring me?
Oh, you're a female.
No, I've just got an illness, but then I
You're a bloke?
I'm a man.
Are you?
Yes, please, I'm a man. Got the bits and bobs to prove it. No, you do.
Oh, I don't think I want to see those, thanks, Jerry. I thought you sounded like a lady.
I do, my voice goes all over the place sometimes.
Oh, I see. Have you got your head under a pillow, or are you sort of talking to me from a cardboard box?
I wish I was. I get stuck in a box sometimes. Four in boxes.
Ah, excellent. So, Jerry, what made you call in?
I just got carrying bags.
You won.
I just got carrier bags.
Oh, carrier bags. Yes. So I got distracted by carrier bags because I was asked the question, do you care where they come from? So if, for example, you go to a shop and they say, oh, like, I'll go to my local paper shop and they'll say, oh, do you want a plastic bag? And then they've got a whole collection of old plastic bags and they give you one.
You're showing me a plastic bag. Show me in there. Show me paper bags.
Oh.
Paper bags. Please show paper bags. We blew away.
Yes.
They went there. I don't know. They went there. They went there. Please blew away.
But do you care where they come from, or is it just a plastic bag to you?
Plastic bags, I always have reinforced handles on them.
Oh.
I have reinforced handles. They let them push on trolleys or old people have. Shoplifting trolleys or old people have. People used to do that. Old people shoplifting them pull on trolleys.
Right. Can you do me a favour, Jay? What I'd like you to do is speak nice and slowly so I can understand you. Yes. You've got plenty of time. Plenty of time to just speak nice and slowly so that we can hear what you have to say.
Speak slowly to Max.
Slowly.
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 Slowly. There we go. It's better. Okay, well, sit down. Sit down.
You see, because I've been given this advice, Jerry, today, so which I've been ignoring to an extent, because as you can imagine, sitting in for somebody who is as fine a presenter as Mr. Lee is a tricky one. So to relax on the first time that you've sat in for somebody, I'm quite relaxed, but I'm not as relaxed as I might be. And also, I've done a bit of begging.
Just chill out in your chair. There's us phones, isn't it? There's some literally phones in. And Nigel from Mason, please, is dirty. Nigel.
Yes.
I haven't been to you. It's my second.
Is your phone dropping out, Jerry?
No, it's just me. Because I'm making things. I went to school with my registry with a degree.
Oh, right. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Your phone seems to be sort of cutting out halfway through when you're talking, Jerry.
Cheap second answer from Crewe Market. And the train spotter.
You're a train spotter?
No, I heard living Crewe, train spotter land. Pete Watson is APT.
So, Jerry, if you could give me one piece of advice to pick up either on an Ian Lee rule or something that you'd like me to do for a James Mack show, what would it be?
I'd like to play Hot Heart theme tune because your name is Max. And you take care of the two and the ears and down. And Jane Peasy, Kirsten, and Catherine, it's made. Mrs. H. She's gorgeous.
I see. But there we go, Jerry. Whatever that was, I'm sure that was lovely and very good advice. Thank you. If you want to join the conversation, you are welcome. Jerry, thank you. 0344 499 1000. Here's the advice that I'm looking for. One, do you want me to take some calls straight to air? But I'm not doing it unless you ask for it. And two, if you'd like to have a quick chat with Kath, you can do so. But she's not going to do it unless you ask for it. And the last thing, if you want to join the conversation about anything that's been going on, 0344 499 1000. That's the telephone number. You can tweet at Talk Radio or follow me and tweet me at the James Max, and we'll have some of those. And finally, if you want to text me, it's 87222. Start your text with the word talk. It costs 25p plus your normal sending charge. So all of that is, if you like, all of the instructions to get in touch with the programme. There are literally 40 minutes left. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines, even half enjoying it, even if you've absolutely hated it, chances are it's like something new. There's nothing worse than just get involved in the conversation. Get involved with me, James Max, in for Ian Lee, here on Talk Radio. Are you all feeling relaxed? I hope you are. My name's James Max. I'm in for Ian Lee. Hopefully for one night only, because hopefully he'll be better tomorrow. I bet you're all thinking that too. Anyway, it's 22 minutes past midnight, and I'm with you till 1 a.m. I've given you the telephone number, which is 0344 499 1000. Craig, if you're listening, thank you for your kind words. Give me a call. And don't just sit on the sidelines just sending me nice tweets. It's nice. But call in. It's not difficult. We'll call you back. 0344 499 1000. Clearly, none of you want to go straight to air, so that's okay. I guess you want to talk to me about nothing in particular. I don't know. Max is on the on his mobile, wherever that is. Max, hello.
Maximilian Gershwin, at your service, dear James. I do apologise for being so late. I hope you've been okay without me.
Yes, we've been fine without you, and but it's nice to have you along.
Well, wonderful. Well, I was, of course, supposed to be consulting you half an hour before your appearance tonight, but I was caught in some trouble. I do apologise for being late.
I see. What kind of trouble was this, Max?
Oh, well, my printer was jammed, you see, and I was printing out my notes for briefing you on today's show, and my printer was jammed. It just wouldn't give out.
I see. That's rather unfortunate. It's a bit like every printer in this building, Max, which I found that Coral, my favourite, jammed. Wouldn't work. It was a disaster, Max, which led to a very tricky start to the show. Very tricky.
Well, it's just a bit of a rough day for all of us, I suppose, isn't it? Well, the printers are the bane of all of our existence. I never used to have to deal with printers in the old days.
No.
James, I tell you.
No.
Now, you are aware who I am, of course.
No idea.
Oh, Oh, dearie me, the memo must not have been passed. I'm of course, your sitting-in consultant.
Oh, are you? Excellent. So, now this is good. So, this means that, do you think that I should have people in particular roles? Should I be ever invited back again? So, if you want to be the sitting-in consultant, Max, that would be great. So, on the basis that you have called rather late for us to do this. But
printer was jammed. I don't know if I told printer.
Yes, I could care less. But if you want to give me some advice on maybe what I can do in the last 34 minutes of the programme, feel free. What advice was on the stuff that got stuck in the printer?
Well, yeah, looking at this list I was supposed to read to you, of course, a half hour before your program began, but let's make with it what we can.
Yes, let's. That'd be very exciting. Well, I'm sure those who are listening are almost raptured. And you know when somebody really wants to hear a conversation and then they're listening to the radio and it's just one of those lean into the radio moments because they really want to hear what you have to say, Max. They're very excited.
Well, I'm very glad to be part of something so special, James.
It is special.
Step one, of course, is look the part. Now,
yes, because it's radio.
Have you studied?
Yeah.
When sitting in for anybody, I spent 40 years of my career traveling the world, sitting in professionally for people. And
did you start working before you were? Did you start? Yes. Did you start working before you were born?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I'm well into my 60s now, sir.
Really? What year were you born, Max?
I was born in 1948.
Well, you indeed. And so you're born in 1948, and what month and what day?
April 7th. Excuse me, what's with all these questions?
Okay, so if you're both... So how old exactly are you then?
I'm 68 this year, thank you.
Are you indeed?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
Thank you very much, James.
My pleasure. Any time, Maximilian. So, researching the part is something that I need to do.
Yes, stepping in for Ian Lee. Now, of course, to feel the part, it really helps.
I don't want to talk about feeling parts on the radio. I think that would be going too far.
Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean anything by that, James. Okay, let's say for one to feel confident within the role one is currently presiding in, it is very useful to look the part as well, you see.
Yes, yes.
For your own self-confidence.
Right. So did I make a clothing error? I'm wearing a pullover. Was that a mistake? Should I have worn my bib and tucker?
Ooh, yes. That would indeed be helpful in...
I've messed that up.
Jeans.
Did I make it? Yeah, you see, I've made a mistake. So I'm wearing jeans. That's bad. And I've also got some training shoes on. Is that another mistake, Max?
Well, I suppose. Let's not focus on the negatives here.
Okay, all right. So, let's move on from the feeling and the look. What else on the basis that I'm going to cut you off in a minute because we might all get bored. But we're not quite bored yet. What other advice would you have for me?
Well, how well have you gotten to know the audience of Ian's over the last couple of hours?
Oh, they're all bonkers.
Okay, and do you find yourself fitting in and finding a connection?
Yes, as long as I don't have to get too near to them personally. Yes, it's fine.
When I was in Tibet filling in for a coconut soup salesman on the trading path in the mountains there, I found the hardest part was learning how to connect with his...
I don't want to hear about your hard parts, Max. I think that's just too much.
Oh. Well, you're quite an anomaly in that field, because everyone's always curious to hear about my stories. I'm sorry to hear that, James.
I'm fascinated by your stories, just not your hard parts. But which particular story would you like to tell me?
Well, name a part of the world, James. I've pretty much been everywhere.
When was the last time you went to the Caribbean?
Oh, the Caribbean. Oh, wonderful. Well, will Barbados do?
Well, it's in the Caribbean, so yes.
Well, I was out in Barbados. I was filling in a reggae hall night. Are you familiar with reggae hall music?
Yes.
and I was taking the role of the hype man for a reggae hall party in Barbados. And that one I found was rather a tricky night.
Yes, I want... Yes? Yes?
Go on, you were beginning a sentence. And,
yeah, no, well, I was just fascinated by your story.
Well, it's all sorts of nefarious substances were passed my way, of course, throughout the evening. And, well, being the leader of a party, a hype man, it brings a lot of attention from a lot of people from the opposite sex, as you could imagine. And 13th year of marriage at that point with four children and...
Max, hang on a second. Barry?
Hello, James.
Hi, Barry. Are you bored with Max yet?
No, I think the bloke's brilliant.
Oh. I was going to cut him off. Do you want to listen to the end of his story, then?
I would absolutely love to.
Oh, right. OK, well, it's your show. Barry, hang on. Max, hang on. Oh, God's sake, I'm going to cut him off. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It's me, James Max, in for Ian Lee, here on Talk Radio. More of those two boring our pants off in a second. Anyway, it's me, James Max, with you until 1 o'clock this morning, here on Talk Radio. It's Friday! Max, it's Friday!
Oh, hurrah!
Yeah,
hurrah for Friday.
Barry!
Hello!
Hi, Barry, it's Friday.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
Another day.
Yes, so I've got...
25th of the 8th, 43.
Yes, Max
was born.
You what?
Well, you're taking birthday to the...
Oh, am I? Okay, when were you born?
25th.
Yes.
Of the 8th, 1943.
1943, and you're still alive?
I'm still alive and still running every single day.
Well, running?
Yep.
Well, how far do you run?
40 minutes today, sometimes 20 miles in terms of mileage every day, never miss.
Wow. But are your knees all right?
Knees are fine.
Wow. Well, that's pretty impressive.
Ex-coal miner.
Remarkable.
Oh.
Ex-coal miner, still going.
So how long were you down the pit?
I did about 17 years.
Wow. And did you stop going down the pit because they decided to close it? Or you stopped going down the pit because you thought, well, I want to do something else?
No, we moved to Weston-super-Mare.
Yes.
To my wife and myself to manage a miners' convalescent home, which after the Tory cuts, we lost. Oh. And we lost our jobs. I then went to work for local government.
Oh. And have you retired yet?
Yeah, I finished in 2008 and I love every second of it.
Oh, lovely. So you're still in Weston-super-Mare?
Yeah.
What is the best thing about living in Weston-super-Mare? Sell it to us, Barry.
The best thing about living in Weston-super-Mare is it's an absolutely beautiful town.
Yes.
By the sea, obviously, so it's a coastal area.
Right, now, you see, I'm a coastal fan, but I want you to try and sell it to me so that I'm forced to sell my place by the sea.
Right, okay. Well, you would find it's a very, very pleasant town to live in.
Yes.
Politically, it's the national barometer to nothing.
Oh.
But
what is the politics of Weston-super-Mare?
Oh, it's very Tory.
Oh, you love that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because you love the Tories, don't you?
No. I'm not fond of them, no.
Oh.
But I follow the Buddhist philosophy, so I don't hate them. But politically... totally disagree with everything that they do.
Oh. Max, do you disagree with everything the Tories do?
Yes, I do. I do. And actually, that made for quite an interesting time when I sat in for the Tory councillor of Bath for a week, and I kind of messed up their stuff from within.
I see.
So I took one for the team.
I see. Right. Fascinating. Barry?
Yes, James?
Yes. So, what made you want to call in this evening?
I was wondering, you know, I think it was a choppy start, James.
Yeah, it was a terrible mess. Oh, what a mess.
That's my fault. I put my hand up.
Yes, well, I don't want to have your hand up anything. Thank you, Max.
I'll give you credit. You've done your best. You've made a fist of it. As I said...
I'll blame my printer, actually.
Is it possible, James...
to have an autograph? Yes, what?
It's your show for tonight. Yes. Is it possible for us to talk to Kath?
She says no.
Is the answer no?
Well, I don't think the answer should be no, but I don't think enough people have telephoned in hang on a second. Max?
Yes, James.
Can I cut you off? Because you've been as much help as a chocolate teapot.
Well, look, I'll charge you only half the amount for the service. I do apologise.
I'm not paying you anything. Get out. Go away. Bye-bye. Right, he's gone. Right. Let's see, Barry, if we can get some other people to request for the Kath to come in, because at the moment she's feeling a bit restless. I think she's, to be honest, a little bit embarrassed by this programme.
Yes. Have you enjoyed the experience, James?
Have I enjoyed the experience? Well, it's not the first time that I've presented on the radio.
No, I mean, as in following the sort of the Great Ian Lee.
Oh, I see. Well, I could never fit into those shoes. It's nice to be back on the wireless and to fill in. Because, you see, I used to do a programme that no one listened to, and I nicked pretty much everything I did from Ian Lee, so that's kind of nice. It's a bit of an honour, really. To be honest, I think they were a bit desperate. Hang on a second. Dennis is in Dunstable. Is this a rhyming programme? Dennis!
Yes?
Oh, hi, Dennis. I've got Barry on the line as well.
Yeah, what's happened to Ian?
Well, do you want the honest truth, or shall I just tell you the lie?
Loafing, is he?
Hang on a second. So the alternative fact is that he's ill. The truth, if you really want it, the absolute fact is that I decided to have a man sent in who tied him up, and he's locked in a filing cabinet in the lower ground floor of this building.
I see.
But the alternative fact is that after last night's show, he wasn't feeling very well, and we wish him well. So you can believe whatever you like, because in this world, even though I'm not allowed to talk about it, we have fact and we have alternative fact.
That's right, yeah. Well, I've fenced with him for a long time, a long, long time. And yes. Now I'm 92, and he still owes me 20 quid. Bet me each year I wouldn't make the next 90 up.
Oh, I say, how old are you?
92.
Oh, because I was talking about Antiques Road Trip earlier.
In May. We'll be
this is like presenting on Antiques Road Trip, because I've got, you know, you're an antique.
I know. Believe you me, I know it.
Are you a valuable antique, or are you the sort of thing that will be stuffed at the back of the shop under the old shirts?
No, I'm looked after by my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren, wow.
Great-granddad, so we're well away.
Well, that's excellent.
I've got one of my granddaughters is getting married in the next couple of months.
Yes?
And she says when she comes back from her honeymoon, she wants a dance with her husband, the first one, a dance with her dad, the second, and a dance with me on the third.
Oh, lovely.
She's in my ballroom dancing again.
Well, you better not pop your clogs before that happens, then.
Oh, no, I jump out of bed in the morning and kick the bucket, and if it hurts, I know I'm still alive.
Oh, fair enough.
I kick the bucket, and it doesn't hurt, I know I've kicked the bucket. Okay.
You see, I think I consider you in the national treasure category.
Well, you know, we've got a... Sorry, I've got a bubbly throat, but I'm choking on something at the moment.
I see. What? Dare I ask what you're choking on?
Well, breakfast cereal, actually. I put made my breakfast out for the morning, ready, and there was some left.
Oh, did you have a little nibble?
Picking up, and it's stuck at the back of my throat.
Oh, dear. What sort of breakfast cereal was it?
Oh, a nice... was it?
It's not Cocoa Pops, was it?
Sorry?
No. What about Frosties?
It's some honey drenched flakes, you know.
Oh, what? Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes?
Yeah, Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes. And
Dirty Dennis.
Oh, why not? You know, at my age, I don't worry about work. I mean, I'm not worried about getting fat. In fact, I've lost weight lately.
Have you? How have you done that, eating those things?
No, I put cream on and I put...
Dirty Dennis!
I don't like this horrible milk, which is only just white water. I have the lot.
Oh, dirty.
At my age, you know, I can...
Barry, is that dirty?
I've been doing it all in...
Yeah, a little bit, but I think as far as Dennis is concerned, he can pretty well do what he wants, can't he, at 92?
Filthy. What other filth do you do, Dennis?
Well, I don't do much these days. I used to make rocking horses at one time, but...
That as filth. What did you make rocking horses for? I mean, as a job?
Well, yeah, no, but when I retired, my granddaughter wanted a rocking horse, so I made her one.
Arguably, you probably retired before I was born, Dennis.
Well, I retired when I was 56.
So, what year was that?
Oh, God, I don't know. I said 92, work backwards.
Oh.
My calculation's not very good.
Barry, do you do mathematics there?
No, I'm a little bit dyslexic in that field, to be honest, James.
No, well...
I used to work for a bank. No wonder we got into trouble.
I know how to...
I know.
So 36 years ago. So 36 years ago.
And I've made 5 rocking horses since then.
Wow. So you retired in what, 1980 or something?
Yeah.
Wow. I was 10 years old in 1980.
No, well, my son said to me, Mum and I said, you and Mum are bricks and mortar rich and no money. So he bought the house.
Oh.
I pay him a very, very small rent for it. So they can't take it off me my wife kicked the bucket, they can't take the house off me.
No.
For anything. Because it doesn't belong to me. And it hasn't belonged to me for a long time. It's not just happened, you know. So we danced the life away, went all over the world, cruising, dancing, had a great old time. But now I'm too knackered to get out of bed some mornings.
Oh, I see. Too knackered to go to bed?
Well, I don't get to bed at 2 o'clock. I've still got another couple of hours yet before I go to bed.
I see. We've had some reviews of the programme. Some of them have been nice. This one says, the last 3 hours have been very good, different, but now wrong with change now and then.
Well, and they mean that you're taking over for Ian for the time being. Is that what they mean?
Well, I'm only taking over for him tonight whilst he's ill.
Yeah, well, wish him well from me if you'll get in touch with him.
Well, I think he was listening early because he sent an email.
Well, Kathy will tell him that because...
I think she will. She'll probably say...
He took me with, 3 or 4 of us to see the 50 Shades of Grey. But he was great.
He was just trying to get you a little bit overexcited, Dennis.
No, he took us to the place in Luton, the cinema there.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Not particularly the first time, but I've read the book about 4 times now.
Oh, don't the pages stick together?
And I've also got it's got it on disc as well.
Yeah. In my lavatory, I haven't got 50 Shades of Grey. I got 50 Sheds of Grey.
When I was in hospital, there were so many coloured nurses there, I said we ought to be 50 Shades of Brown.
No, you see, Dennis, this is the issue.
I know what you said.
No, you refer to people, they're black.
No, there's no such thing as black and white. We're all 50 shades of the same brown.
Right.
Not white, and you're not white, and the black people who are black are not black, they're dark brown. And we're light brown. Yes. At least I am, anyway.
You see, this is where the intergenerational thing becomes an issue. Barry?
Yeah, I love a multiracial society, I do.
Excellent. So do I.
Oh, God. This will get me taken off air. I think we should probably use the correct terms, though. But let's not go there, so if anybody didn't like that...
I'm warming to you.
You're warming to me?
Yeah.
Did you ring up just to say get him off or something before?
No. I was wanting to talk to Cass so that we could sort of have a little debrief.
Yes.
Because I think it was a choppy start. And,
why was it a choppy start? Is it because we got the wrong theme music and we had all these prizes that we were going to give away that we didn't have?
It was just a little bit sort of chaotic, but because this is...
Oh, I see.
You know, it's a sort of a unique programme, and it was a hard act. I said at the beginning, I think I got off to a bad start. Probably I played the class card a little bit, yeah. I think. And, you know, that was a miss of me to do that because, you know, you're a good sport.
Well, thank you very much. That's kind. The thing is, I mean, normally what would happen is that you'd be booked well in advance and then you'd have a chance to sort of settle in for a week or so rather than just have a few hours to just step in.
From me, Merry Happy New Year to you. And I hope you have a nice sleep tonight and it'll soon be morning. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Lovely. Thank you. Dennis has already had his fan mail in. Says, Dennis, can I adopt you as my grandfather? I'm 32, probably. I'm sure he probably wouldn't know. Barry?
Yes?
So, what should I do for the last sort of 14, 15 minutes of the show?
I think just pad it out as best you can.
Pad it out as best I can. I might have to do that. Do you think I should persuade some other people to telephone in just for a laugh?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see what some of the regular callers have to say.
Who's your favourite regular caller? They're probably not listening. They've probably switched it off by now.
Well, it's got to be Caddick, hasn't it?
I can't have him on for the third time, for God's sake.
Well, no, I guess,
Is that the best the show can do? Alan Caddick? I mean, I love Alan, but is that the best they can do?
Well, he's a national institution. Oh. He's up there with Mr. Lee, isn't he, with the great leader.
Oh, I see. I mean, it's the equivalent of Mary Berry, isn't it?
Yeah, see, I mean, the way I look at it...
He is the show's Mary Berry.
Well, I don't know about her, but the way I look at it,
yes.
I see you as
coming into the workplace. You know, when you get a new lad or a new girl come into the workplace.
Oh dear. So what? Like, I'm gonna. I'd hate to use the word apprentice, because then everybody starts going off and Googling James Max and apprentice, and they end up with wolf jackets and all that sort of stuff. It's terrible.
No, it's like you come in and it's, you come into the show and you sort of, you do the best you can, and it was a bit of a choppy start, and you sort of got it going, and there was a few bits and pieces there and a few laughs along the way. And I think,
not many,
okay.
To be honest.
Pardon?
Not many.
Well, there's a few.
A few. Well, it's better than none, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's better than none.
Yeah, you did all right. I mean, don't beat yourself up over it. I mean, I hopefully Ian will be back tomorrow.
Thanks.
If not...
Right, Barry...
Cordial invitation to you.
Barry?
Yeah?
Sackable offence.
I'm a trade unionist. There's no such thing as a sackable offence. I'll defend you to the hilt.
Barry?
Yeah?
You're brilliant, but you're fired. Thank you. That's Barry in Weston-super-Mare. He's got to go because we've got to go to some ads and all that sort of nonsense. So somebody's got to pay the bills. If you want to call me, if you want to be on for the last few minutes of the show, do it now. 0344 499 1000. This is James Max in for Ian Lee here on Talk Radio. Oh, hello. It's me, James Max, and you haven't got very long to give me a call if you've been waiting on the sidelines. Paul says, excuse me, but I'd like the show on permanently, overnight on Talk Radio. You want Magical Animal of the Day, do you? And everybody loves cats. Everybody does love cats. Anyway, Hannah's on the line, I think. Hannah? Hello, hi. Hannah.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Listen, I got to read out the phone number just in case anybody wants to call in, because we haven't got long on the ridiculous programme that I've been allowed to present. 0344 499 1000, if you want to have your say, if you want to get involved or whatever. Anyway, Hannah, why did you telephone?
Well, I think in honour of Ian, we need to do a Pradeep. Do you know what a Pradeep is?
I do know what a Pradeep is. I remember when a certain Mr. Italian motor car was telephoned and somebody did one of those. If somebody wants to call me and do a Pradeep, they are very welcome.
I'm ready to challenge you. I think you might need to stand up and do a Pradeep, though.
Hang on a sec. Well, I've got to stand up. Okay.
Well, Ian normally does.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll do what I'm told. So you want to do it. So it's whoever does the longest one, yes?
Yeah, and if anyone else wants to call up and do one as well.
Okay, all right. So what are we going to do? On the count of three, or what are we going to do?
Yeah, on three.
I'll count you in.
We're going to be counted in here by Kath. All right.
Okay. Ready? Breathe, everyone. I don't want anyone passing out. 3, 2, 1.
Deep in your face! In your face!
Oh, damn it!
Come on, that was pretty good for us. I'm a Pradeep rookie.
I didn't breathe in.
That wasn't bad, was it?
No.
In your face, Hannah.
Oh, well. Up your bum.
I don't think anybody's... You can't end up with that call. Right, if you want to call me, quickly. Come on, quickly. Can we get some calls on quickly? Before? Right, that means you. If you have been waiting to call, if you want to wipe Pradeep me, try it. Oh, I'm out of breath now. 0344 499 1000. Quickly! We can't end up with somebody just saying, oh, up your bum. We can't do that. That would be a shocking end to the programme. It has been thoroughly enjoyable, I have to say, though. 0344 499 1000. If you want to send me a quick text, 87222. Start your text with the word talk. They cost 25p. If you want to tweet me at Talk Radio or at the James Max. Yeah, come on, do a quick Pradeep if you want to. Come on. Come on! It's like me talking to my dog when I wanted to do something that he can't be bothered to do. Harry!
James.
Oh, hi, Harry. How's your ear? Is it still falling off?
I've had to glue it back on, but I think it's all right.
All right, because I've got 3 minutes left, and I was hoping that we might have one more sort of newish caller before I kick off into the... I may never be invited back onto the wireless ever again.
Oh, so you don't want me on, then?
Well, yeah, I do, but, you know, right. We could get you and somebody else, maybe.
No, it's fine, James, up your bum.
I really absolutely messed that up, didn't I? Oh, dear. Come on, 03444991000. All you're doing is you're just saying up your bum, and it's just terrible.
Do you want a Pradeep?
Oh, are you going to challenge?
Let's have a go, shall we? Because Hannah was awful.
Yeah, rubbish.
I mean, she might as well not bothered.
Okay, all right. All right, we're both standing up.
Okay. You're going to need to count us in, Emma.
You're going to have to count us in.
Okay.
I'm at a disadvantage.
Are you a singer? Because that was excellent breath control.
No, I'm not.
It's really good.
Are you all ready?
Yeah, ready.
3, 2, 1.
Face.
Get out.
Up your bum.
that's just pathetic. I mean, I've just... what a terrible, terrible, terrible way to have to end the show. You just did that to show off, didn't you? She just did that to show off, and now she's gonna... It's like... She's behaved. My dog would be here barking, yapping, being friendly. She's behaved like a cat. She's behaved like a cat who's like, you know, just walked in the thing, just... done that thing that cats do, giving you that sort of look, and then the tail's gone up, and they just pootle off. They just pootle off. Showing off there. This was down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart. Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? Let's find him or the train won't start. All the gods and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Saying Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? The night mail just won't run. Anyway, listen, this has been me, James Max, in for Ian Lee. We're hoping that normal service resumes tomorrow. But coming up, yes, it's two old Michael people just, I don't know, shouting at each other. Anyway, I'll be back with you very soon here on Talk Radio. Thank you!
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.